It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me and the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. I mean, tarps up.
The guy holding the thing's wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Well, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine.
That's my recovery period.
A big shit, and I'm fine.
Big old shit.
Big shit.
Sean.
Don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Yeah.
Fossils.
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve.
You have had meatballs just running down your throat like fucking just a pack of wild horses. Just stampeding down your throat into your belly.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Hey, you! Get your damn hands off her!
You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck? Is that what you think? You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck?
I hated the Colonel with his wee beady eye and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken, oh!
Hey, what happened?
Welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
It's Sunday, it's 7 o'clock, it's the Aristocrats.
Good evening.
I'm Derek, with me as always is Matthew.
God damn it!
We got Steve.
Like a mutant.
Mr. Sean.
Hello.
Sean Michaels.
You're very loud.
And Big Kev.
Hello.
Hi.
God damn it!
It's the day after St. Patrick's Day. We went out and gave out a bunch of t-shirts. I had a lot of fun.
We're all really hungover, right?
Oh, yeah, everybody.
Right?
Right.
I don't think. I just feel like shit.
Oh. Yeah, I just feel disgusting.
I feel like shit and I didn't even do anything.
You feel like shitting.
Well, yeah. I feel like shit from walking four blocks.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
This morning my back was killing me for some
reason.
Really? That's the only thing I can attribute it to. I haven't walked that much in I don't know how long.
It's very possible.
I didn't know where it was. Someone said, oh, it's right down the street. That was not right down the street.
Oh,
well, it's not
parked?
Good that you should have that you went ahead of everybody and crossed the street.
Yeah,
I don't know where I'm going. Let's cross the street without anybody.
I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, you don't.
And then you got pissed that we were like slacking behind.
I was like, hurry the fuck up!
I just pictured, what was that one movie that used to have on your computer, that scene where the guy just got hit by the car in the intersection?
Oh, from
Joe Black or whatever the hell.
Was that the movie?
Yeah, somewhere.
I just pictured that, just badook, and just Sean just flying.
Badunk.
And then you made me cover you while you pissed in an alley.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I missed all the good stuff.
Yeah. No, you were there for that.
Was I?
No, you weren't.
No, that was when we left the other place.
The other place.
The other place.
Yeah, no, then we started walking to their car, and I'm like, we're getting further and further from my car. And we're already far from my car.
Meet Joe Black, Jiggy Jensen.
Meet Joe Black. Black,
yeah.
While Sean was pissing in the alley, I did like a John Ford, and he's like, oh, shit.
Oh, no, whoop, gotta whoop. Go.
Yeah, we parked right in front of a huge sign that said that we will be towed away.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, that's right. I knew
such a rebel.
Knew a guy that worked there.
We knew that the parking was going to be scarce.
That's why I told you to park where I park.
We were going to. But then, everybody beat us because Kev pulled some maneuver just right here by Target.
Wow.
And, he beat the red light by cutting through the jug handle.
That was great.
So everybody beat us to Red Bank. And when we get in there.
Are you serious? You guys were the first ones there.
No, we weren't.
Yes, you were.
I was.
No. I swear to God,
we weren't. Oh, no. Actually, somebody else was the first one there.
Yeah, Fat Boy.
Oh, well.
Oh no, wait. Oh,
out of the three of us?
Miles the Wolfman.
Miles the Wolfman.
Out of the three cars, you guys were there first.
Like we were there last.
11 a.m. probably.
You're fucking high right now. You were there first.
We parked after you guys said, hey, park here.
Hey,
that's when we pulled up in the Red Bank.
Dummy, don't you remember them at the red light and me telling them to pull into the lot?
Oh, I forgot. I thought you said Kev. I thought meant you were with Kev, but I forgot that you weren't and you were the last one there. That was my fault. Sorry about that.
So what ended up happening is Derek's yelling to Kev, is it okay if we park here? And Kev's like, yeah, I work here. And then we parked and there was a sign that said, do not park here. You will be towed.
And not just a little sign. Like 5x5.
Big ass red sign.
violators will be towed.
Yes.
But then Kev said it was okay because no one had gotten towed in at least 6 years there, so.
At least 6 years.
At least.
Perfect. And then Derek tries to cut across traffic and just goes, hey, should I just park here? That's good.
Yeah.
But it was a nice time. It wasn't as packed as I remember.
It was early.
You couldn't even, I guess so.
Dublin House was a little chaotic. Brannigan's was wide open, though.
Yeah.
Brannigan's was a little.
It was just little never agains. How about that?
never agains.
Yeah. It was a little rough there.
Oh, Brannigan's was free to get in.
It was free to get in the Dublin House. I got news for you. I don't know who came up with that because I walked right in.
At 7 o'clock, it wasn't.
Well, at 8 o'clock, it was. So unless they charged for
it must have been an hour fucking of power.
An hour of power. In fact, there was a line out front, and I just went around the back and went inside.
You fucking dick.
Oh, what an ass.
And, of course, he met the hottest chicks in Red Bank and gave them shirts.
Yeah.
We were looking at the pictures. I'm like, who the fuck took these, and why wasn't I there? Yeah.
We all found, like, scum of the earth.
Oh, yeah. You got some dude with two dick holes.
Yeah.
And, like, just these drunk guys. Do you give shirts to ugly people?
And I was like, yeah, why not?
All the pictures are up on our Twitter feed. Like to thank Steve for using Instagram.
Yes.
So I had to go into every single Instagram and save it to my phone to re-upload it.
Fucking deal with it. Sean looked fantastic on Instagram.
Whatever.
I did.
His chin strap was perfect.
Mexican did it.
Hola.
Mm. Hola, señor. Machete.
But I think I got them all up. And I'll put them up on the website in a big
cool.
Collage.
Yeah, a little gallery.
Collage.
Mm. Some nice, funny little pictures.
A little gallery.
Yeah, but everybody loved them.
Yeah, they were good shirts. They were great.
Especially the two dick hole guy. He was the most unique one.
I would
Either
say
that or the gay guy. That was
weird.
Was feeling up me and Sean.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Sean and I, excuse me.
It's okay. It's still not happening.
Now, did something happen where, Kev, you tweeted that asking people if they like shit jokes wasn't the best approach?
Can I? Because I was standing right next to Kev and I laughed my ass off. There's a guy, looks like he wouldn't be someone that would be interested in this show.
I thought he would.
Yeah, he's walking up, and Kev's like, hey, you like jokes about shit? The guy looks Kev dead in the face and goes, no. Well, how about a free shirt? No. Do you listen to podcasts? No. Do you want to?
Should have cut your losses a little sooner.
I felt like he was opening up. I really did. Yeah.
I'm going to turn you around, mister. Come into my car and listen to something with me. You don't know what you're missing out.
I'm like that old broad who just wouldn't go away.
Oh,
this guy was right to the point.
Yeah.
No.
Basically, he told Kev with his eyes and his repeated nose to fuck off.
To me, there was two unique people that we gave shirts to. It was the guy with the two dick holes.
Yeah.
Tyler.
His name was Tyler. And Bon Jovi's like ex-wife or something.
Wow.
She was.
Who was that?
I think she runs his restaurant, Soul Kitchen.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and she gave us...
Technically, she gave us $50 for a t-shirt.
Pretty much.
No.
Wait, no, she also offered us a Bon Jovi interview.
Yes.
Well, no, she offered us to come and eat at the restaurant and do a review. And she said that John would want to be there, and I pretty much said I doubt it.
Somebody said something about, like, I heard her say that there would be an interview.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
She said she can get that done.
But yeah, so when we ripped apart you a few years ago.
Nah, that never happened.
And then when we ripped apart your restaurant a couple months ago.
Happened.
Yeah, we were just joking.
That never happened.
Okay.
Only joking.
Yeah, it's a joke.
But she gives a $50 gift certificate to that joint.
Yeah.
And all she got was a t-shirt.
What do you mean all she got was a t-shirt?
What she got was this lousy t-shirt, you mean?
Wow.
The place you don't necessarily have to pay.
Blood, sweat, and tears
that's true.
I put into making those shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
pretty sure there was no blood or. Oh. Well, he might have taken shit or pooped in there somewhere.
Yeah, some of them have some red on the sleeve.
And which is why you
blood, shit, and beers.
Which is why you couldn't join us afterwards.
Yeah, so what?
When we had told.
I have an affliction. What do you want from me?
I mean,
you're lucky I was out for as long as I was.
I was surprised. You must have corked that hole up.
I did.
Cool.
I got one of those wine stoppers.
Did you have a man pun in?
Yeah. But anyway, it was a nice time. So thank you, anybody who grabbed a shirt who might be listening now.
May or may not be.
Yeah, whatever.
Clutch wants us to plug CWB Radio for the interview with Bon Jovi.
Yeah, it would be the last
What was that
we
one
do.
Thing you said to the woman when she was saying that like it would help him out? And you were like, I don't think so. I think he would be helping us out.
Yeah, I said if we have dinner with Bon Jovi, I'm sure it would help us out a lot more than him.
You just talk about the restaurant. And, I mean, you know, this is a gift certificate. Normally people would come and volunteer, but I'll just give you guys this gift certificate.
Her daughter was hot. Matt knows her, by the way.
Yeah, she went to high school with us.
Did she?
Yeah.
Is that the broad I yelled at?
The broad who stuck her head out of the tent and was like, come on, come on.
I just go, leave her alone. She's our friend. She's away. Coming with us. Get in my truck.
She was pretty hot, though. I would have remembered her.
Yep.
Oh, well, apparently you wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
Nope. She looks like Sherry O'Terry, but like better looking.
I would banged Sherry O'Terry.
Me too.
Yep.
Even in the Miss Galvecki fucking outfit.
Mrs. Galvecki? Oh, God.
There were cupcakes.
The bathrobe.
There were cupcakes.
Yeah, Sean got free cupcakes, too.
Yes, there's a nice picture of you grabbing one.
There's a weird lady, too. She just goes, have a cupcake.
She just eat really these fucking cupcakes, all of you. She just desperately wanted to unload those cupcakes.
She really was she sick of carrying them around, I guess.
Yeah.
There's a date rape in there.
This is from Breeze FM. We got these cupcakes.
Yeah, what was that? Like, they always had, they used to have 106.3 back when it was alternative, used to do the Dublin House. Then they had 95.9 The Rat. Now they have The Breeze there.
The Breeze.
The Breeze, which is like, yeah, soft rock.
The Breeze.
Soft cock, maybe.
Pretty much.
That's what it gives me when I listen to it.
I think it's pretty lame.
Breeze FM.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's really.
I just know those cupcakes were really good. That's all I can.
Were they good?
Yeah. They were really good. I wish they were bigger.
The other thing you missed because you were shitting, Derek, was we went to Applebee's afterwards.
Yeah.
And, you know, we went with Sean and Kev's other friends, Jim and Tom.
Okay.
Who did the cinnamon challenge.
Shizzle.
Yes.
And they brought up this girl, apparently, I guess one of them too, or somebody they knew were sucking on her tits. What? And they tasted like ham.
No.
What? Well, hang on. No, what?
Kev, stepping on this. Step in.
He's hooking up with this girl, and he starts sucking on her tits, and he said that they tasted a little sweaty.
Ew.
Right? And then he kisses the girl, and the girl goes, your mouth tastes like ham. And it was in that moment that he realized that the reason his mouth tasted like ham is because it was the sweat from her tits.
Little so tit sweat exchange there.
Ham sweat.
Oh. Salty. She was like cured.
And then
and then she shows up to my house later and steps on my dog.
Yeah.
Oh, just stepped on it and left?
No, literally stepped on it and then didn't remove her foot
from the dog.
The
dog's yelping. I'm like, hey, dummy, get the fuck off my dog. And she's like, well, the dog stepped on me.
What?
That was her response. Yeah. Your dog steps
it's
on
not
me.
Possible.
Listen, ham tits.
Miss Piggy.
She was fucking freaky looking. Too.
Waka waka.
But the weird part of that was I was outside getting something from El Caro. And she pulled up in a fucking cab. First off, get a car.
And she was making out as a cab driver.
And then,
you know, she's being responsible.
Jim's out there. And they just start sucking face.
Damn.
But not like okay, they're done. They're going inside. You know, we can go. But
I'm glad I didn't come.
An uncomfortably long, long time. And then stopped. And then did it again.
So it was like
that was them the rest of the night.
It was like a Family Guy bit.
Oh, and then I couldn't get out of the car because I'm like, I don't want to interrupt this. So I'm just sitting there. Oh, fuck me. There we go. Just
sitting there masturbating, furiously watching.
And then he comes inside. I'm like, dude, I saw you. I was there.
I saw you and Big Lips going at it. I don't know.
Big tits.
I don't know if any of you noticed, but it looked like one of her eyes was fake.
Yeah, it did.
It was freaking me out the whole night.
I'm glad I went home.
Her skin looked fake, too.
Yeah, maybe it was like
it looks ceramic,
like
almost
some kind of Ed Gaines character, and he was just wearing the skin of someone he killed.
Yeah,
she could have been a tranny.
she came in, she sat across, and then I came in to Jim's back, and then somebody goes, "Hey, Sean."
Hey, you came on Jim's back,
and then she goes, "Hey, Sean." I go, "Who the fuck are you?"
I'm ham tits.
I'm ham. I'm Hiller.
Friends call me ham tits.
I'm spam tits. So, and then apparently there was another girl that was with our friend Joey, apparently recently, that sent her tits via his text to his phone.
Yeah.
And apparently she has salami nipples.
Oh.
but not like if you put a salami in a slice the right way. Yeah. It was like long ways.
It was like extremely oval, yes. Stretched.
Like stretched out oval nips. But like I
like Milky Way galaxy.
But
like
instead of picturing the shape, I pictured the color. So I was picturing like, you know, like a raspberry and white mixture, nipple colors.
Her chest has been through the ringer.
So if you get salami and ham, all you need is some provolone tits, and you got a nice, delicious sandwich.
There you go.
And then, well, and then when ham tits showed up, I didn't know that was her. And so Kev comes down giving all these clues, like, hey, what do you guys like for on your sandwiches? You know, like ham and salami.
That's the part I walked in on, and Steve's giving him, like, real things, like, oh, you know.
I thought he was making sandwiches. Yeah. So I started giving him real ingredients.
Get excited. Do you have any Dijon mustard? No, we don't.
And then everyone goes upstairs, and so does fucking ham tits, and we're all sitting there going, oh, that's why he made the sandwich. Oh, it was six people just yelling, oh.
I actually, the reason I went upstairs is because I said, oh, ham and bacon. And she goes, that sounds good.
Wow.
And I couldn't stay down there. I had to leave.
I just want
to
rub it on me.
So when we were
give it
leaving,
some extra flavor.
When we were leaving, she had her shirt off. And all the guys were just flinging bacon on her fucking chest.
What?
No, it's not really. That didn't really happen.
I wish.
Only if.
If only.
Oh, nice drinking there.
Oh, cool. So St. Patrick's Day, good times.
Yeah, good times. Ham tits.
Yeah.
Salami nips and ham tits.
Salami nips and ham tits.
That'll get some
show
downloads.
Title. That's the show title. Yeah. Yep. Who's molesting the mic?
Someone's.
I'm guessing you.
Don't sorry.
So that's the extent of the excitement that I missed.
Yeah, but it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, you missed it. I got a haircut beforehand.
Really?
And nobody there spoke English.
Okay.
I come in, he's like, what you want?
Did you just point to your head?
That's not in English.
That's not pretty English.
Were you doing like scissors and then like pointing at your head?
And then like he was like asking if I wanted like whatever that's called where they make it straight.
Yeah.
He just goes, eh?
He's like, hey, sloppy. It's sloppy.
And then he fucking brings out the fucking straight razor.
Really?
I'm like, oh my God.
Did he shave you?
He did.
Nice.
And then he cut me right in the fucking
nice. Did he really cut you?
Yeah.
That can get infected.
And then he got this little tube where he just walks around. I'm like, he probably fucking cut me. Next thing I know, look in the mirror, I got a little blood stain coming down.
But you didn't realize you were out for an hour and he fucking sucked you dry.
Bloop. He fucking gets his little tube, looks like a thing of chapstick. And he just goes, and he touches the fucking cut.
And instantly stop the bleeding.
It stopped bleeding. 10 seconds later, excruciatingly burning.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, but you weren't bleeding.
I wasn't, but I was in a room full of Hispanic dudes, so I couldn't be like, ow. So I was,
well, you look Spanish, so.
You kind of do.
Yeah.
Like a young Spanish George Clooney.
Oh. Yeah.
Young.
Did he get arrested for something?
Yeah, what happened with that?
I don't know.
I don't really know.
No one knows?
He was protesting something. I don't know. I worked with a Mexican doing construction one time, and I gave him a smoke. Yeah, I used to smoke back in the day.
They call them cigarettes.
Yeah. And he, is that what they call them now?
They do.
But he didn't have a lighter. And I just assumed he had one, so I started walking away. And he's like, oh.
Fumar.
And he has a cigarette, and he's puffing it off the sun. Like, he's acting like, he's like, and he's going incendador. So that's how I learned that's what means.
He's just puffing off the sun. You're like, man, he better light that soon.
I was like, what the fuck? Oh, you need a lighter.
He pointed at the sun, inhale hard enough, and maybe it'll catch.
En fuego.
Exactly.
En fuego. What you want?
Mighty hot cherry.
Yeah, George Clooney and his father, Nick, have been arrested in Washington, D.C. during a protest over the Sudan crisis.
Oh, fuck it. I'm over it.
He was arrested for crossing the police line, and he was bailed out for $100.
Wow. That could have went so many good ways.
He should have stayed in jail.
Yeah. That'll really prove the point.
Yeah. Instead of just bailing out for $100.
What a dick.
I totally should have fucked his girlfriend while he was in jail.
Should have.
Stacey Kubler?
Fuck yeah.
Man, that reminds me of wrestling. Isn't wrestling great?
What? 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 What's that?
What?
What's that?
Wait, what did you say?
You know, Stacey Kubler is pretty popular in 2007.
She's pretty hot.
She is hot. And she's got the sexiest legs on earth.
Yeah.
Wait, who is Stacey
Kubler?
Please, Kubler.
Earth.
Yeah, when she was in WCW and she used to come out with...
I don't know what those letters
that
mean.
That one group and she would dance on the
Ms.
table.
Ms. Hancock?
Yeah.
Standards she was like practices. 19 years old.
Yeah, and I had a 19-inch boner back then.
Boom!
You know who else was in WCW? Bill Goldberg.
That guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about him?
Man, WCW was great.
He fears
WCW.
Hitler.
WCW. Wasn't that a sign?
Yeah.
That was a legit WCW sign. Yeah. Goldberg fears Hitler. That's real.
I think most people would.
Why?
Well, especially if you're Jewish. I don't want to be an ashtray.
Whoa.
Between you and me, I think Hitler was kind of a pussy.
Yeah?
Who?
Yeah. You're a Stalin man?
No.
No.
America, you faggot.
Oh.
America?
Yeah.
America.
Fucking.
Apostrophe.
Love or America. Leave it, man.
What about General Mussolini?
Hey.
He was the
I always
queer.
Go over I the heard, ropes the same right. way.
I heard he had ham
Sean
tits.
Connery?
So he used to do your impression of him.
I always go over the same way.
That's right. You eliminated him. Didn't you eliminate him?
I have no idea.
Yeah. I thought he was going to give you the running clothesline and you had to duck and he flew out of the ring.
All I know is I was the idiot when everyone said, is this anybody's first Rumble? I was like, yeah, mine. And everyone just started going, you idiot!
Fresh what? Meat!
I think I only got like two chops, though.
Yeah.
I avoided a couple.
All right, Derek, enough shop talk.
Yeah, that's enough
seriously.
Wrestling.
Seriously.
Derek, you always bring up wrestling and it's fucking stupid.
I know.
Stupid idiot.
Can't help it.
You're such a dork.
It is good filler, though. I think.
Well,
I think, at least. I don't know.
I'd rather talk about tits.
Yeah.
Like ham tits?
Like ham tits.
Oink, oink, motherfucker.
I don't think I have any tits stories here.
What about yours?
My tits?
Talk about them.
You want to see them?
What do they taste like?
I'm sure they taste like a myriad of things.
What? Nicoderm.
Cornucopia of taste.
Cornucopia.
I think Matt's laugh just blew out my eardrum.
Good. Yeah. Did it?
Yeah.
And your speakers?
Like, I felt my eye shake when you laughed.
Yes. A cornucapricole of flavor.
Nice salty ham.
So.
I'm surprised they don't sell stuff like that. They could just, I guess they do, flavored stuff to lick off of people's bodies.
What? I'm sure
like manly
do.
Stuff, like, you know, bacon and or like a fucking, you know, Jimmy Dean breakfast
use
sandwich.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Just use actual bacon.
Just get fat back. Just wow. rub it on there.
I'm bringing fat back.
It's called Cool Whip.
Ugh.
Food and sex together is
that's no bueno. Yeah, because
it makes me nauseated.
Agreed.
It doesn't look like it would make you nauseated though.
I know it seems like I would be all for it, but
yeah.
No.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. How am I supposed to maintain a hard on with all that sex going on?
That's true.
Well, I mean, if you had, you know, food involved in your sex life, you would have to, you know, take a brief intermission to poop.
That's right.
Well, yeah. That's why Derek has mastered the Blumpkin.
Almost. Yes. He just sits on the
bed. I am the Blumpkin.
Yes.
That feels so good.
Sploosh.
Sploosh.
Anyway.
What do you got today, Derek?
Oh, I got a lot of stuff.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you...
This story kind of made me laugh.
Okay.
And it's got a video. And it's basically a woman being very, very stupid.
Why don't you pull back a little, Sean?
Hey.
Thank you.
Let's
let's
take a look at this and see what this idiot
has
to say.
Oh my god, is she black?
Hey, she sold me Pine Sol.
She got more than she bargained for. When she bit into this chicken McNugget.
I started to feel like there was hair in my mouth. And that's when I saw that there was like white hair on my tongue. And I looked at my food and there was feathers coming out the nugget.
Now, I was skeptical about her claim of feathers in the nugget. So we met and she let me take a look for myself. Sure enough, something was in the nugget. But what was it? Raquel is sure it's a feather. So I asked her point blank.
Did you put this in your nugget?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
She can't
Raquel
keep a straight
told
face.
Me when part of whatever this is ended up in her mouth, she immediately felt sick to her stomach.
I wanted all of that out of my body.
It was a natural reaction many of us would have, but her next one may not be.
I was really upset. I mean, now I've kind of calmed down, but to me, this is just being a responsible citizen in our community, and that's just letting people know what's going on.
Raquel says she bought the nuggets here at this McDonald's on Cassopolis Street in Elkhart. I called McDonald's and they gave me this written statement tonight. We take matters regarding food safety and quality very seriously and caution anyone from jumping to conclusions. Upon learning about this claim, we immediately began the process of collecting the facts.
Basically, this woman got a feather in her chicken nuggets. Now, if I got a feather in a chicken nugget, I would actually feel good about it because I would know it's made from real chickens.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it happened just not too long ago. I had a piece of fried chicken, and there was a feather still stuck in the leg.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
It happens. There are thousands and thousands of feathers that they have to somehow get off these chickens.
Yeah, but she's just looking to get out of the South.
Pretty much.
Moving on up.
When I was little, I had a chicken nugget that had a little bone in it. And I think it was before the time, well before the time. Actually, they might have used real white meat first and then switched to that pink goop.
Pink goop.
Yeah, because I had a bone in it, and I wasn't allowed to eat chicken nuggets for a very long time after that.
Is you were allowed to or didn't want to?
Wasn't allowed to.
Oh, really?
Is that why you eat them so much now?
I'm making up for it.
Yeah.
Well, now he just has a boner when he eats them.
That's the only bone that goes in now.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I'm it didn't look like that, though. It looked more, almost like a tooth.
I'm watching this and wondering what the timeline is like. She eats the nugget, she finds the bullshit in it, and then how quickly did she go and call this guy?
I know, because there's a video of him taking the feather out of the nugget.
She kept it.
Yeah, but like, but it looked like the nugget was still fresh.
Oh, listen, I'll meet you in this parking lot. You got to check out my nugget.
Wow. Yeah. It looked like it had a little piece of bone attached to it, too. Like, what was that? Or maybe that was
the
actual, like,
stalk.
I don't know what they call it.
Is that what they call it?
Sure.
Okay.
That's the word I was thinking.
The little hard end piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, the stalk.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
The root.
Yes.
The root. The feather root.
So McDonald's gathers the facts.
Yeah.
What happened?
So they're investigating. Now, this story continues.
Oh, go on.
There is an update.
Well,
they brought this even farther.
Oh, my God.
Mystery solved.
To Bill Nye? Oh,
they brought it to the Large Hadron Collider.
Yeah.
Which apparently we're watching right now.
Now to a story we first brought you a couple of nights ago.
Oh, what's up,
a
bitch?
A concerned mom bit into a McNugget
the
and
tits
ended
on
up
her.
With part
Man,
of
her
a
left
feather
eye is
in
huge.
Her mouth.
Fogel
the
song.
Official feather confirmation. She says
she
has
those tits?
Peace of mind,
they're
but isn't stopping
nice.
There.
Who's the suit
ABC 57's Jason Aubrey has been staying on top of this
ABC.
Story. And Jason, what did you find in your search for answers tonight?
Hopefully nipples.
Well, after McDonald's told us it would begin investigating Tuesday, I wasn't interested in waiting for the fast food giant to get around to it.
Mm.
And neither was our concerned mom. We needed to find out more about the object I pulled out of that chicken nugget.
Let me show the chicken nugget silhouette.
Yeah. Let me show you.
The last time Raquel House bit into a chicken nugget, it changed her life.
It's opened up an opportunity for me to actually become
she
more
is
knowledgeable
a house.
About
Jesus.
Fast food
She's a brick house.
Yeah.
Tuesday, she found this in the middle of her chicken nugget. It looked like a feather, but I wanted an expert to take a look. Charlotte Wolf has been raising chickens on her farm for the last 15 years and is a teacher at Good Shepherd Montessori in South Bend. She took one look and knew what it was immediately.
It looks like a small pin feather from a broiler-type chicken that would be used for meat in just about any
startling
kind
revelation.
Of processed chicken product.
So how is this possible? According to McDonald's,
how is it possible?
How is it possible that chicken feather ended up
standard industry
in chicken?
Practices for chicken nugget production. The process is shown in part here and is described online by outsiders who toured the plant.
That's a lot of nuggets.
Chicken Canada is x-rayed at least twice, but somehow this feather made it through the quality
control
measures
on their perfect state.
Wherever it was processed.
And they said, this is rare, it never happens.
She
Wolf
found
agrees
the nugget
that
in
things
her tooth.
Like this are unlikely to happen.
Most of the time they come out, but some of them can be broken off and left embedded in the skin.
Still, many are wondering what House will do next. I asked her if she plans to sue the company.
What is more important for me is that people become knowledgeable. This opens that window for them also to
Jesus
become knowledgeable
enough.
About what they're eating.
Be knowledgeable that chicken nuggets come from chickens.
And it's also very clear that she eats plenty.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm surprised that she actually bit the chicken nugget in half.
That's
what
that's
just inhaled the whole goddamn thing.
That's definitely a good point.
I'm sure most people
no,
eat
she,
chicken
she
nuggets.
She got the nugget fully in her mouth, but then it tickled. The roof of her mouth, and she's like, "What's that?"
Somehow, she like severs the nugget inside her mouth, and like
she recognized the feather feeling in the mouth because she's eaten whole chickens before.
I never felt one this small before.
Now, what do they do to get the feathers out? They boil them alive and shit, don't they?
And that just kind of fall off.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
They squeal like pigs and shit when they're getting boiled.
I thought they just nair them.
Nair them.
They sit there and shave them.
Yeah,
they probably bring them to your barber in Little Mexico or wherever you want.
Little Mexico.
Hey, chicken, what you want?
They lose them in their cockfighting matches.
We're going to shape them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they boil them alive and the feathers just kind of come
That's
out.
That's awful. Why wouldn't they just kill them first?
Well, that serves two purposes. It kills them and it gets the feathers out.
Yeah, it's all about fucking production.
Yeah.
Efficiency.
They should make bigger chicken nuggets and call them like McRoosters.
McCocks.
McRoosters.
Chicken McCockets. Yeah.
But instead, they made smaller ones, which tastes like shit. Have you had those? The little
no,
tiny ones?
No, I wanted
ones?
To try them, but
they're like super crunchy.
So it's just
hard.
All breading.
Yeah, it's like all breading.
That's fucking gay.
Almost like popcorn chicken.
It is. Yeah, it's basically popcorn chicken.
But if you get the popcorn chicken from KFC,
that's a whole other story.
Fantasy chicken.
Fantasy. I actually got cluck you last night.
What?
On my way home, yeah.
What?
You
fucking bitch.
That's what you were like. I'm getting out of here.
I'm getting out of here. I'm gonna get me some cluck you.
And what'd you? Did you
I get got a Roman four Sandy? Drumsticks mm-hmm. and a Buffalo Blue.
Good choice.
Just in case one of them sucked.
Yeah.
And both of them were good, so I ate everything.
You are a fucking pig.
Whoa.
I only ate half the sandwich.
How did you not get the macaroni and cheese?
Don't care for it. It's too soft.
Oh, come on.
It's like KFC's mac and cheese.
Love it.
Oh.
Never you like KFC's mac and cheese?
Love it.
Yeah,
it's for days.
It's just like glop.
I could literally go there and just get sides.
Yeah.
Same thing at
Boston Market.
You don't
Boston Market mac and cheese.
Boston Market mac and cheese is banging.
And the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, the loaded mashed potatoes.
Loaded.
Yes. Very good. Yeah. I like their cream spinach as well.
Mm-hmm. There's a Boston good. Market like down the highway from my house, and I've never been to one.
Good.
The
good.
Macaroni and cheese at Boston Market is delicious.
It is.
But you find a lot of feathers there.
I can count on one hand how many times I've been to KFC, though.
What?
I can count on one hand how many times I've been to KFC.
Oh.
So can you?
Five, please?
Go ahead.
Do it.
Like three.
Right? Oh. I've probably only been to KFC like a dozen times in my life.
Really?
That's it.
But he's consumed enough.
I've probably consumed enough for two dozen trips.
It works out to the lifetime of the normal KFC consumer. Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, KFC is one of the few things that doesn't run my stomach into overdrive.
That means it must not be real food or something.
Probably. I don't know.
Sometimes it's synthetic
pure
chicken.
Plastic.
McDonald's and Wendy's will murder my stomach. Burger King, Taco Bell, and KFC, not that bad. For some reason.
Clutch says he's all about the Boston Market meatloaf.
Meatloaf's pretty good, a little salty sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't like meatloaf in general.
I don't either. I'm not a big fan, but...
Yeah, I don't think he was a particularly good
singer. I'm a huge fan of meatloaf, but it's got to have like the mozzarella and spinach in the middle.
What?
Yeah.
A mozzarella and what?
Cheeseburger.
Spinach.
In meatloaf?
Spinach. You guys are gay.
It's like a meatloaf.
It sounds like a
meat or something.
It's just like... defeats the purpose of meatloaf. It's supposed to be basic.
What, did you say my name?
No, that's
it's like a meatloaf casserole.
Yeah.
Gross.
It's going to combine random, completely unrelated foods into meatloaf.
It's like emptying the freezer.
It's not meatloaf anymore.
Meatloaf, and this is about to expire and throw this shit in that no one ever eats.
Spinach.
Put it all together.
Mix it up.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So, yeah. Feather and a chicken nugget. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I just thought it was ridiculous that... If I found a feather in a piece of chicken, I don't think I would be that upset.
I would want fucking money.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think that's what she was going for. And she saw it as her big break, feather in the chicken, streets is hard.
She's
going
to be the chicken lady.
And nothing happened, I guess.
I love that her last name is House, and she is the size.
Of a house?
House.
I wouldn't go a whole house, maybe just like a trailer.
A bungalow.
A bungalow. It's a garage.
Bungalow.
Trailer. Let's see what else we got here.
Streets is hard.
Ooh. Woman commits suicide with a chainsaw.
What?
Wow.
A Los Angeles woman committed suicide using a chainsaw in her townhouse.
I can't take it anymore.
47-year-old Valerie Nash. She was found with a chainsaw wound to her neck and pronounced dead at the scene. You think?
You
thunk. Her body was discovered, blah, 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 blah.
You really got to commit to suicide if you're going to use a chainsaw.
Yeah, well, she did commit suicide, so.
Like, no, because I feel like if I tried to go at myself with a chainsaw, the second it touched me, like, oh, fuck this.
Ow. Wow, that hurt.
Oh, no.
You see it getting closer, like, no.
You start feeling like the little breeze coming towards your neck. You're like, nah. What's really got to suck, though, is if...
If you don't die?
Well, that. Or, like, if you decide to take pills. I always imagine, like, you know, somebody taking pills... And just being like, oh, no. No, I don't want to do this. No. No, I changed my mind. No, no, no. What do I do? What do I do? Sitting there trying to make yourself throw up.
Yeah.
Feel like an idiot.
Hmm.
Oh, see, I forgot what it is. Ooh.
Is that real?
I think it's Tylenol. If you want to take pills, you don't use aspirin. Aspirin, they can reverse it. Tylenol, they can't. So if you're thinking about killing yourself.
Probably because it instantly shoots your liver in half.
Probably wouldn't use anything. From over the counter.
Yeah.
So, oh, man, I'm going to kill myself. Where's all the aspirin?
So what did she do? What did she
give
do?
Give me some Tylenol. Give me some NyQuil. Flintstones vitamins.
I would just try to choke myself with my own hands.
Or wiener.
Yeah.
You're a fucked up person.
I'd gag myself with my cack.
Now, yeah, this just says she was found with a chainsaw wound to her neck.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure exactly what that means.
Hmm.
That's all it really says.
So, like...
That's also a really inconsiderate way to kill yourself.
Yeah, somebody's got to really clean messy. That shit up.
Yeah.
Damn it. You know. At least, you know, be a gentleman. Slit your wrist in the tub and run the water.
Be a gentleman.
Or, like, if you're going to cut your own head off with a fucking chainsaw, lay down on a towel or something. You know.
Yeah, like, put some paper.
Stop some of that up.
Do it in the garage or something.
Yeah, in the pool.
Yard.
Hmm. Yeah. All you got to do is drain the pool and, you know, pick you up.
Death. Just use a skimmer at the end.
Yeah. Or just go back in time and kill your parents. That's what I would do.
Ooh.
Wow.
Make it nice and easy for you.
That's a sexy suicide.
It is. And then have sex with your dead mom's body before you
Okay. Now we're getting a little weird.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little weird.
Would you have that little layover like in Back to the Future when Marty just slowly starts to fade away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With enough time where you could fuck?
Yeah, just or at least get a couple fingers in there.
At least. Just smell. Just get a little sniff.
Ew.
What your mom's box smell like.
Fucking yeah. Gross. Yeah, just grind up on that dead fucking sloppy pale puss.
It's nice to be back home.
I saw your mommy and your mommy's dead. You hear that song?
No. Grinder to the floor.
My God. What the fuck is happening here?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Chainsaw suicides and motherfucking.
Chainsaw suicide. There's the name of the show.
Okay.
Wow. I can assume that she probably held the trigger down with like a rubber band and then just tripped onto it.
Yeah, I don't even know how a chainsaw works, really. Like, I know...
It cuts down trees?
Oh, is that what it does?
Oh, no way.
Yeah, maybe some
limbs. Doesn't it have, like, a lawnmower-type function, too? You, like, pull a cord?
Yeah, you pull a cord and does it just keep going?
Maybe she just wound the cord.
Or is there, like, a trigger? Or?
Yeah, you pull a trigger to get the blaze to spin.
Okay.
Not quite the handyman.
So if you let go of it, it stops?
It stops the blade.
But it keeps running.
But it keeps running until you hit the kill switch. Right.
Maybe she, like, set it up and had it on the floor and just did a face bump on it.
That's what I was thinking.
A face bump.
But she, like, jumped with it and then halfway near, she's like, oh, no. I could just picture her, like, having it keep running and throwing it in the air and then trying to catch it with her mouth.
Wow.
Yeah, maybe she was a juggler.
Yeah.
Maybe she was a juggalo.
Whoa. Wow.
We can only hope.
Fucking juggalos are gay.
Wow.
I just like picturing her stumbling out and doing the old school Ric Flair face
bump
on it.
Oh, no.
Wrestling.
She drops to her knees first and like, no.
All right. Oh, God.
Moving right along.
Yeah, fuck this shit.
All right, let's take another video one. I like the video ones.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at this piece of shit.
What?
What the fuck?
Yes! Can people see this that we're seeing?
Nah.
Because that looked like a fucking Hitachi.
A what?
A what?
My name is Carrie. I've been addicted to drinking my urine for over 4 years.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh.
Carrie has consumed over 900 gallons of urine since her addiction began. But drinking out of a glass isn't the only way Carrie gets her fix.
This is a neti pot. I use it for nasal drinking. It's kind of tricky.
A neti pot is this little thing. It looks like Aladdin's lamp. And you put like a saline solution in it. Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to pour it, stick it up your nose, and pour it in your nose, and it's supposed to go through your sinuses and out your other nose.
Yeah.
She does this with piss.
Yeah, do it just right and breathe.
She's
at
one
the
of
same
the ugliest people I've ever
she
seen.
She really is.
Just putting a little teeny bit in there and swallowing your finger.
How bad her breath is.
When your nasal
I must throw up.
The pain is different than any pain I've ever experienced.
Oh my God.
Most people in Carrie's life don't know about her unusual addiction.
She's funneling her pee into her
today,
nose.
She's finally ready to tell her friend Denise what she does.
And she's not
going to
be her friend anymore.
Yeah. I'm kind of nervous a little bit. You feel naked and vulnerable because there's so much judgment that goes on.
Yeah, because you're a fucking psycho.
It's not accepted. It's taboo. Well, I had a dream. And I've been doing something kind of addictively ever since. Okay. I drink almost all the urine that comes out of my body.
Oh, no,
Are you surprised?
Are you surprised? Take a look at your friend. Are you surprised by this?
Howard Stern hair over there is like, what? You do what?
I drink it through my eyes.
What?
Like an eyedropper. It's a little cup I use called an eye cup. Only I put urine in there and try and keep it open for like 5 minutes.
She'll just take pee anywhere she can get it.
With it. Mm-hmm. And I rub it.
Ooh, I like how she's brushing old, her teeth.
Like, with her piss.
Save it for a week or two. Or, mm-hmm. And rub the aged stuff on my skin all over.
Is that how she looks good like that?
Gross.
So this is from the TLC show, My Strange Addiction.
Yeah.
This bitch can't get enough of her own pee.
Yeah.
That story was a real pisser.
Kind of don't even want to talk about this. It's really gross. And it's funny because I just happened to walk out of the house the other day as this show was going on, not with this one, but a girl who drinks gasoline.
Yes, I saw that one.
Gasoline. Yes.
Yeah, how's she not dead?
Well, they're telling her that if she keeps doing it, she will die.
But she should be dead the first
time.
She
drinks it like in small doses.
Little shots?
Yeah, little nibbles. You see her like sipping out of like the gas can, like sneaking it.
It wasn't so bad as Piss Lady, because Piss Lady's kind of brutal. Like, this chick was a little cute.
She was cute.
She can drink whatever she wants.
Yeah, if you could bring that up, Derek, that'd be great. Because I'd rather look at her.
The gasoline lady.
The one I saw.
Was that the same show?
Yeah.
I saw this one with a. Well, it looked like the chicken nugget lady, but younger. But she was obsessed with this one baby doll head.
Yes.
And she would sniff it. And lick it and stuff. And the weird thing that she admitted to was during sex, she would hide the head under her pillow.
Yes.
And she couldn't finish unless she slipped it out and smelled it while she was orgasming.
What the fuck, man? Who the fuck said, hey, I got a great idea for a show. Let's do all these people's weird shit. That is not uncommon.
It's weird.
It's really not. It's very weird.
Do you have any strange addictions?
Like what?
Well, anything.
I like to take pictures of my poop and send them to three friends.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Three. It's like, select three friends to send this to and... get a freaking
everybody but Matt.
Free iPad 3. I can't really think of anything. Nothing that, like, even remotely close to this. Here she is.
Sweet and sour, like a tangy sauce. It tingles
like a tangy
at first,
sauce.
And then it burns the back of my throat, even though it hurts me.
Oh, she is hot.
Does she have to drink it out of, like, a gasoline
when
can?
I first
I think so.
Smelled lotion and drank gasoline, I didn't believe it. But when I smelt it on her breath, that more or less confirmed.
Oh, my goodness. She's really chugging
it. Smelt
it
on her breath.
This girl knows how to party.
What does that say? I can't see.
12 teaspoons a day. Mm. 5 gallons a year.
I don't know how she does it with these prices these days.
Yeah, right?
Looks like it's doing wonders for her hair.
Do the gas can or jerry can.
I wonder if she smokes, too.
I hope not.
Take the cap off.
She has it under the kitchen sink.
The fumes that come
forth. I'm starting to think this is a work.
Sometimes if there's any gas on the lid, I will lick it off.
For 20 years, Lacey has carried
a
doll head
with the
that
doll
she's
head.
Named Susie Q everywhere she goes.
Now, this is another one.
It started as a way to bring her comfort as a child. Now she's so dependent on Susie Q, she can't leave home without it.
It's pretty old.
It's pretty old.
What the
her.
Fuck?
we know a girl. Who
looks like chocolate
has a strange thing that she wears when she was younger. I think very young, like maybe
relatively
like
young.
10 or 11 maybe.
Yeah.
And a quarter machine, she got a ring, and the ring looks like two Muppet eyes, and they're kind of hooked together with like a little half circle.
It's like if she punched you in the face, you would think that 15 minutes would save you a buck or two on your car insurance, because that's like what it looks like.
Basically, yeah. It makes your hand look like a puppet.
Yeah.
Oh, so it goes like... You
these
know,
two little eyeballs.
Yeah, it hooks underneath your finger, so you got two eyeballs coming out of your fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like if you make a little talky thing, it'll look like eyes.
Yeah.
And she has worn it every day for... And she's now what?
Almost
30. 30?
Now, have you had any recent contact with her?
No.
I haven't talked to her in a couple years. I don't know if she still wears it. I assume she does.
I would imagine.
But the only time she didn't wear it was during
her friend's wedding.
Her friend's wedding.
And she was freaking the
yes.
fuck out about it.
Yeah.
She was literally sitting there rubbing her hand,
mm-hmm.
going like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God,
oh
my
God,
oh my
God.
You got a Facebook for this chick?
No.
I need to see this.
So. I don't know if she's still on. She deleted me.
I wonder why.
She said she didn't need any more drama in her life. And
because, you know, Matt's just
I'm,
the king of drama.
I'm the drama king. I hadn't talked to her in like 6 months before that either.
So like I didn't know what happened. Yeah. I was like, oh, my name must have come up.
But she was a
she lost her ring, just fucking tripped on a fucking.
But she actually has another one as a backup.
Chainsaw.
That she yes. that she's I think never had to use, but just in case it you know snaps
something
in half
were to happen,
day,
yeah,
she has one that she can replace it with.
See now I don't even understand how that would work.
Guys, we can start the show. Miles just showed up.
Oh my god! Thank goodness.
Cool. Who the fuck cares?
Oh, now we can get into the real stories.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work if she had to replace the existing one, because wouldn't the existing one be the one that actually means something? So if it doesn't, it's just an attention thing.
Well, I think maybe if she loses it, it's probably the only thing she can think of that would give her any comfort whatsoever is to at least try to replace it.
Okay.
You know, yeah. So she's like, if this thing breaks, I'm going to freak out.
And this is already a very fragile, like, unstable girl.
It's a piece
girl.
Of plastic
oh,
from
no,
a quarter machine.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to begin with. So, yeah, I guess, I don't know.
I actually own something that I would, when I was a kid, that I would want to have still.
Fievel?
No. Fucking dicks. No, it was a Happy Meal toy mm-hmm. from McDonald's. I only had it for about 3 days, and I still obsess over losing it.
Chicken feather.
No, it was those like little Transformer things, but it was like the breakfast box.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Remember those things that
yes.
had little Transformers?
They were awesome.
Like
yes.
the French fry Transformers? Yeah, I lost the breakfast box one in the field at Bayview.
I'll find one for you.
I obsess over that still. Like, man, it's probably still there.
I'll find one for you. All right, good. Because I know exactly what you're talking about. There was something so charismatic about the design. Like the color scheme and like
was,
just
well,
that they were
it looked
miniature.
Like it was exactly what you were ordering.
Yes.
But on a mini scale.
And it transformed.
Yeah, awesome. Give me the whole set if you can.
I'll see if I can do it. It's going to be like $500 on eBay. But
oh, shit.
I don't know. Yeah, but it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
I've had tons of stuff that I could sell on eBay and make a lot of money for. But I ruined them.
Well, yeah, everyone's had that.
Like, I had the entire set of Star Wars action figures. Like, they came in a little matchbox car case.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they were all mint condition. My cousin gave them down, like a hand-me-down. And I played with them in the dirt and broke off their arms. And
of course.
Fucking ruined them.
Yeah.
And I had, like, the very first Hulk, Incredible Hulk comic book, by the way.
Was that one
the
of them?
The first one. Lean back, Sean, please.
Those are them.
Yeah.
Yep, that's
okay.
Them.
Okay.
I had the burger.
I had the burger.
I think I might have only had the burger.
I had the burger, the Big Mac, and the fries.
I actually think I might still have the burger sitting around somewhere in my closet.
Well, that little pancake tray right there, Derek, is the one I miss dearly.
This right here?
That yes. thing, yeah. There's something so cool about it. A little styrofoam tray.
Yes.
But, yeah.
I only had it for about 3 days. I snuck it to school, and it fell out of my pocket in the field at Bayview.
You dummy.
Yes.
That's funny. Ah, the internet. Can find anything.
It's true.
Everything
Star
is
Wars
there.
Star Wars does suck, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Hate it.
What does?
Derek will have to disagree with you. I will join your side, though.
Really?
The dark side?
The dark side.
Steve, thanks. Do you like Star Wars?
I do like Star Wars, but I'm actually more of a Star Trek fan. That makes
Star
me
Trek?
Gayer or whatever.
Yeah, it does make you gayer.
Yes.
I don't see, how you
right.
are, though.
Oh, no, not the Star Trek you guys would be into. The Next Generation bullshit.
Wait, what kind of Star Trek would I be
I did
into?
Watch
like
Next
the
Generation.
William Shatner shit.
No, I hate the original series with a passion. I hate that more than I hate Star Wars.
I hate it more than I hate mayonnaise.
Ooh. Next Generation was pretty good.
Yeah, I like Next Generation.
Next Generation Deep Space Nine. It's the only ones that I ever watched.
I'm a big fan of that Klingon.
I hated the Deep Space Nine stuff.
They're releasing Next Generation on Blu-ray, and they're redoing all the special effects.
This is, however, nerdy, so we can...
Yeah, you know what?
We can talk about this.
Star Trek, Star Wars, Star Trek Next Generation... All stuck.
Says the guy who obsessively follows Disney.
Yeah.
You gotta have, you know.
But
shit.
You know, Disney's cool. You know, princesses and stuff.
That's
hot. Cool.
And I want to fuck them.
I know. I like magical toads and stuff.
Magical toads.
Tinkerbell.
Well, she's hot. Tinkerbell's hot.
He's fucking cool.
Didn't you go to Disney with me?
No. I went to Downtown Disney. And I ate at the Earl of Sandwich and slept in a movie theater.
The Earl of Sandwich.
It was a nice vacation.
But I tell you what, Sean, so I don't know. No. You might want to hide that. Disney, hey, Star Wars.
I can't believe that you think that I'm like a original series fan.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Are you really that offended that you thought? Dude,
yes.
I hate the original series.
I like the original series. Oh. I don't like Next Generation.
Oh, I'm so fucking over this.
I want to like puke.
Over it. Dunzo.
Picard is way cooler than the other guy.
No, just stop.
The other guy.
What else you got, Derek? I'm over it.
And Data is way
cooler
than fucking Spock.
He wasn't a cyborg.
He was an android.
Yes. But he started to develop emotions.
Yeah, he cried at the end.
He did.
Stabbed myself in the face.
It's just because you have no heart.
The best Star Trek movie, the Next Generation movie, is when the William Shatner guy died.
The William Shatner guy.
Yeah.
The William Shatner guy.
Remember he teamed up with Picard? Picard was all fucked up.
Yes.
For the love of Christ, Steve, just shut the fuck up.
When the William Shatner guy died.
I'm over it.
Like the way you looked up at the ceiling when you said it was like.
That's when he died. That was awesome.
Oh, Christ.
Yes.
It's a legendary character of pop culture, and you don't even know the name? That William Shatner guy.
Shakespeare? I don't know. Something weird.
What?
I can't remember it.
Captain Kirk?
That's it.
Yep. Dude, you think James
you just
Tiberian
hit the fucking
Kirk
nail
Tiberius.
On that shaft,
Tiberius,
brother.
Whatever.
This is fucking gay. What else you got?
It really is.
Matt, do you have anything to say about this anti Obama sticker?
It's just hilarious.
It's pretty funny. It's basically a bumper sticker that says.
Whoa!
That's harsh.
What does that say?
Don't renege.
Don't renege. In 2012.
I
don't
want that sticker.
Again.
Please order that for me.
Don't nig again.
And then next to it is a little circle to slash through it with a bucket of fried chicken.
Really?
Is that what that is? I can't see that.
Yeah. With a little feather.
It's the Obama thing. The Obama logo.
Oh, I'm sorry. From here, that's what it looked like.
Obama has his own logo. I love it.
Yeah, it's a nugget.
He's such
a
brand. He's a brand that's good for business.
Don't renig.
Oh, wow. There's some really
other
horrible ones.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Look at that
monkey
face.
Now that's
face.
just like.
There's another
the
one
missing tooth.
That says don't renege in 2012, and it's basically, what would you call that kind of picture?
That's
like,
a straight
monkey man.
That's like the anti-black propaganda monkey man looking
exactly
big lip picture.
That's your stereotypical
big lip, big nose.
Racist monkey face.
Yeah,
and it's the O in don't renege in 2012.
Oh, okay. Boy!
All right,
now we got one that says the original Boys in the Hood,
and
which have the KKK.
Yep, and if they're if you take the hoods off, it's the presidents.
No renegger in 2012, and a really awful caricature of Obama,
and it's not even spelled right.
Yeah.
Renegger.
Don't renege 2012 with the
stars and bars
and bars.
What's that say? Stumpy stickers.
Yeah.
That's heritage, not hate.
That's the one there.
Oh, that was Roy Rogers.
If this flag has offended you, then it made my day.
And that doesn't
it's
even
stars
even
and bars.
Obama.
Don't renege.
Oh my God.
Shit. That is straight up monkey face.
And the first one says Obama 12, and it's just got a picture of a chimpanzee.
All right, so Derek, that can be the show picture. Right
yeah,
there.
No thank you.
Oh.
No thank you.
Oh, I'm John Bon Jovi. I heard about your show. Wow.
Yeah. Bon Jovi.
For those of you just joining, we're going to be interviewing Bon Jovi at his restaurant.
Yeah, right. A
couple weeks.
That'll happen. This poor woman's probably listening right now going, what did I do?
Do you really
give them a guest certificate? I think they're going to kick us out if we ever go in there.
I think we should go in and just... like,
my gift certificate's no good here?
It's like, this really sucks. Like, bring a recorder with us and just all the time be like, nah, this is shit.
Garbage.
Now, you know what you do? You tease them.
There's
like,
a feather
this is
this.
Really good. And you're like, oh, let's get you more. And when they're gone, you're like, this is the fucking shits.
I will not pay a penny for this.
Well, you don't have to.
You have a gift card.
I want you to
pay
me.
Want my gift card back.
So, yeah, racism.
Yeah. You were yawning.
I had a yawn, and everyone just decided to stop talking while I was yawning.
It's because you got the controls, brother.
Well, you got all this fancy stuff going on the TV, and when the window goes down, I'm just,
what?
What's
what
going
happened?
On there?
It disappeared.
Where's my material?
Vote Homer Simpson. Duh.
Yeah, that's just...
Don't renege.
Steve, what's coffee?
See, that's the problem is, you know, Obama's black, so it's really easy to be offensive.
That's
about
the problem. He's black.
He's also white, too.
Yeah.
No, he's Kenyan. He wasn't even born in America, dude.
That's right.
But he's also white.
Man.
He wasn't born here.
There are white people that were not born in America. So
yeah, every white person was born in America.
They're fucking tricky, man.
From Abraham Lincoln to Santa Claus to Jesus.
Wow. That's right.
All born in America. Triple threat. All great Americans.
God. We all know he's not real. Abraham Lincoln.
Obama?
Abraham. Lincoln.
Yikes.
I think we should maybe take a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can
yeah,
that.
We can use a fucking boat break.
Think, what should I play here?
No.
No.
I thought you were going to get Mexican radio.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
What you want? What you want? Eh?
We can play some Weird Al.
Oh, my God.
Shape up, man.
I think I'm going to play some Weird Al.
No, boy.
I'm going to give you a fan.
Star Wars Cantina.
I gave him two 20s. It was a $20 haircut. I said, oh, do you have change for the second 20? He goes, you want 10? I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Here's your tip, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Then we bro-fived.
Bro-fived.
Yeah. But he had like a fade. Stopped. It was like a reverse mohawk that was just in the back. It was a couple guys had that.
I guess
why didn't you get
thing.
It?
Yeah,
it was a bro-cinco. A bro-cinco.
Asians and Mexicans have just the wackiest hairdos.
Oh, I wish. I get jealous of Asian people's hair.
Notice?
They have great hair.
They have small penises.
Yeah,
they
that's do. Why I said hair. I didn't say, oh, I wish I had a fucking Chinese dick.
They get it bitten off by their fathers.
Oh, see what you did there? You went back. Brought
went
it forward.
Back, went back.
All right. Yeah,
it's called back.
Let's take a break.
All right, let's take a break. We're back. It's the Aristocrats. It's Sunday. We're live every Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m. CWERadio.com.
That's be there.
The Clutch and Wiggle Experience.
Sunday.
It's the best
Sunday.
Entertainment group going. That's right. The best.
The best in the world of what we do.
What's up, Sean? You look like you're at a different place.
You got something on your mind?
I feel like I have to fart. But I don't know if it's a fart or poop.
Just squeeze, bro.
Just go.
I don't
just,
want
just go.
Just
go.
Just
go.
I don't want to.
Shart. 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 Shart.
Save the show. Shit your pants.
See, I say that like, something's the matter because I don't know if it's gas or if it's going to be matter when I do that.
Seriously, if you shit yourself right now, I don't think you could ever top that.
You wouldn't be able to top
you're gonna
it.
You're
going to
hit your
apex
right now.
You've showed your balls.
I think
you've showed your ass.
Oh, no, no, no. I got an idea. Can you pull the camera up on our screen?
Yes.
Keep it right there.
You do know Derek's going to pause it if you try to show your balls.
Be right back.
What are you doing?
Where's he going?
I don't know.
What's going on?
Bam, bam, bam,
he's scared.
Bam,
bam, ladies and gentlemen, bam, bam, Sean just got up and walked away.
He did. Bam.
He just quit.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Apparently he's going to show his dingus on the camera.
Oh, what's this? Oh, hello. Hello.
Now who wants to go over there and bite it?
Huge.
Damn.
Jane, just bite it.
Damn. Yeah. Bite it, Jane.
Could you?
Jane, bite it.
Get
pretend like you're an Asian man.
Get the tape measure.
And he's like you're
suck the blood out of
pretty nice,
rabbi.
Sean.
So juvenile.
Sean,
they
got
to go straight on, man.
Sean, that almost looks like a retard stick.
For those of you who aren't listening live, he had a hot dog and was pretending it was his penis.
It wasn't just any hot dog.
It was a big hot dog.
It was a Nathan's Dinner Frank.
Dinner Frank? Is that what they call them?
That's what they're called, Dinner Franks.
Wow. Yeah. That is a dinner.
They are bigger than your average hot dog.
Our total views
bigger
are
than your average dog.
That.
For some reason, all those huge hot dogs make me violently ill.
Well, yeah.
That's what's playing games with my tummy.
Jiggy Jen said not enough girth.
Exactly.
Man. Thank God I decided not to look at that
penis.
One.
I have a lot
it's
of girth.
It's a thin penis.
It's a thin penis.
Not my cock.
Whoa.
That's
it's like a fucking spaghetti string.
Oh, my God.
Just because you have a small penis.
It's a thin penis.
Jump back and forth on that. Is it girth or length, man? Pick one.
Both. Oh, no. Back in high school, it was length.
Oh, in high school. Okay.
Now
okay.
that I'm almost halfway to death, it's girth.
High school, what was that? 1972? 71?
I wish. 99.
Big old double nines.
Oh, look at that.
What happened?
That.
What do you say?
But he's hot, so I can't see.
So it's cool.
Well, of course he's hot. He's got his sleeves are cut off. He's got to keep cool.
He is a charming little.
He's
Disney
looking like
boy.
The Rock.
And I got a Mexican haircut.
What a lovely little mousketeer he is.
I got a Mexican hairdo.
What's your ma? What's your want?
Oh, I wasn't recording again.
What?
Just kidding. we have a trifecta of teachers.
Oh, man.
I wish.
Attacking students
teachers
with their vaginas.
Fucked.
Awesome. Hot teachers?
Well, let's start with the least impressive one here. A dance teacher sentenced to 2 years in prison after having sex with student. 34-year-old North Ridgeville tap dancing teacher was sentenced Tuesday to 1 year in prison after being convicted on a jury trial, blah, 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 unlawful sexual contact with a minor. The victim, a boy who was one of the woman's students, was 15
inches.
So so he probably ran.
Diameters.
I mean, if he's in tap dancing school, he's got to be gay. So he probably just ran right to his parents.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's doing him a favor.
He shuffled off to Buffalo and told his parents.
Mom, Dad, the teacher showed me really nasty things on her body.
Oh, they taste like ham.
Let's set him on the right track.
Oh, my God.
Ew, it's squishy.
She did not have a penis at all.
None
tap
whatsoever.
Tap dance instructors aren't usually that good looking.
Mom, I have to tell you something. Hang on. The teacher? Hang on.
Nailed that.
Yes. I'll tell you in a second. My teacher molested me.
You're like, thank God he's straight.
Yeah. And it was disgusting.
Oh.
Looked like an axe wound.
She asked me if I wanted to doctor her bearded axe wound, and I was nervous, so I said yes because I didn't want her to die. I wanted to pass the class.
Her breath tasted like ham, and her not penis smelled like fish.
Her not penis.
I think it's what you call meat curtains. I don't get it.
Her ham wallet.
So I'm skimming through this story. It says I guess she gave him alcohol and had him drink to the point where he passed out.
Oh, wow.
Better than James.
She took advantage of her position of power, authority, and trust as a teacher.
But if he passed out, then, like, what does she do?
I guess hopped on top of
him. Play with his limp
little
wiener?
Peenie in her mouth.
I hate it when these articles are, like, super long.
Yeah. Because you can't get to the meat and potatoes.
And then you get to the bottom, and it's like, go to page two. And I'm like, no.
God almighty.
I had a hard enough time with page one. Oh, and she has two children, ages 9 and 5.
So,
how old is she?
She's 34. 34,
and he was 15.
So, man,
that's not so bad.
You got to figure if she got a year in prison, she couldn't have been that hot. Because the hot ones usually don't get anything.
Well, I had her picture up before.
Let's see her again. Back up, Sean.
I don't think that's so bad.
Is that the only picture? You know what? It looks like it's just a bad picture of her.
It is a horrible picture.
She's probably fairly attractive.
She's got that gymnast look to her a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
The high ponytail.
Yeah.
She's crying. You can see.
I think she's sweating.
Upset.
I think maybe
she's just sweating.
Her eyes are sweating.
She's hamming it up.
This was post-coitus. She's a little worn out.
That's the tap teacher now.
Yes.
I'd fuck her.
Yeah.
I'd fuck her.
She's all right.
Yeah. Not bad.
Did you write a little excerpt on that? It said that the husband found condoms in her dance bag.
Oh. At least she's using protection. Mm-hmm. Very
that's
smart.
I know someone who found condoms in one of my old boss's bag.
Yes.
And took a pin and put holes in them.
Yes.
And a couple months later, Yikes. He got somebody pregnant.
Special delivery.
Ah. Yikes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I go always with birth control.
I only wear condoms until they make me last longer.
Oh. I meant my birth control, just good timing. Pull out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
So who's the next sloppy whore teacher?
Next sloppy whore teacher had sex with special kids.
Big dicks.
Don't throw us away.
And I think we got...
wait. Did I just hear that right?
What?
This teacher fucked, like, slow kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so hot.
It's easier. They can't defend themselves.
I can't.
See, they got a good picture of her?
Well, there's a video I'm trying to get up, but it's a little...
They got big, waggy
teacher
tongues.
Lexington Middle School is in jail after police say she had sex with two teenage boys.
According
to the arrest affidavit, Holly Lopez drove to one of those teenagers' homes in Pflugerville and had sex with both victims. Lopez has resigned victims, from her special quotes. Education teaching position. Hmm. She's charged with aggravated sexual assault.
Oh, that was a great video, guys.
Bummer.
That was it. That was the video.
Now, do you think she fucked him mainly because retard dicks are big?
No, I. She had to have seen the big, okay, moist, waving tongue and was like, I need that on
oh,
the box.
Boy.
I mean, this is a mugshot. So she's obviously
it
not.
It looks like she has braces.
Why does nobody ever look good at mugshots?
She looks all right,
well,
too.
Because you just got arrested.
And they don't do the typical Facebook high angle shot.
Yeah, that's true. It does look like she has braces, though. Her lips, kind of, her mouth looks
maybe.
Like swollen.
Or maybe she just has like an underbite.
Could be an underbite.
She's got one downsy looking eye, too.
Actually, yeah. If you look at her left side of her mouth, it looks like one of the retards punched her in the face.
Probably. Yeah. Wow. Or just, or a big slap with the cock.
Yeah.
Maybe does the right side of her face kind of look
droopy?
Yeah, that looks like Jim Ross-ish.
It does, yeah.
This bitch stroked
well,
out.
And also her glasses are like kind of falling off the
side.
It's
because her face is slanted.
Yeah. But she looks like she might clean up good.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That.
Okay. Yeah. Her eyebrows
do you think?
I wouldn't kick her out of bed in the morning.
And there's a little like a wrench tattoo on
what?
Right by her V-neck.
It was down by the can.
It's like a little wrench.
Wrench!
It's like an open-end wrench.
Do you think retard cocks have retard strength too? Or
like he can lift her up with his dick?
I thought you were going for they blast like a fire hose.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Well, according to an arrest affidavit handed down from the Travis County District Court, the 32-year-old Holly Lopez was involved in a sexual relationship with a 13-year-old boy and a 14-year-old boy.
Damn.
One of the boys contacted the
same
police.
Same time?
Maybe. Saying he began feeling weird about the situation.
Because you got the other one involved.
Yeah.
That's what he said right before he finished.
I thought she was just for me. You cheating on me, bitch? I'll show you.
I'm going to rat you out.
So she resigned. And I don't know that was entirely necessary.
I'd fuck her, just so you know.
I haven't come across a picture of anyone that you wouldn't since you started doing
this. Living or stuffed.
Go get me my yearbook. I'll show you a few that I wouldn't.
Damn.
Wouldn't or couldn't?
Oh. Aww. Mix of both.
Yeah, there's some that were just, it just wasn't possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there were some humongous girls I wouldn't touch.
Wow. And some humongous girls, I'm sure you did.
Okay.
Oh, God. That was a good story.
Oh, boy.
And our last teacher. This one's actually, it looks like a longer video.
Ooh.
Just,
Oh, Steve, what do you
think?
This
one's a little bit of a...
I don't know about this. Yep, I do it. What
What do they call these? BBWs?
Big black women?
Big beautiful women.
Oh, non-smoker.
She's a little chunky.
Is that what that stands for?
Big beautiful
women. I always thought it was big breasted women.
It could be various things.
I thought it was big black.
High school teacher Shelley Linder is accused of having sex with two students. As Local 2's Nefertiti Jack Wes reports,
Nefertiti
would allegedly invite students over to her house after school.
These teachers double up on students.
Well, the kids are on spring break, so the campus here is pretty quiet.
She's
but news of these allegations
is Sean's
are spreading pretty fast. And this
she looks like a girl who used to work at Wendy's.
About the allegations
that we called Quetzalcoatl.
She's the former Justine, High School teacher,
and I know her very well.
You know who she is?
Having sex with two of her students, and now Shelley Linder faces some serious charges for what she allegedly did during her tenure.
I mean, I work for a school.
Oh my God, she mullet.
And I would never.
She mullet.
They are accusations that have several people talking.
Supposed to be there to teach and.
Suck
dick.
In
a sense, I mean, you know, they're there to protect too.
Now, police
use protection.
They couldn't find anybody better to interview than that fucking lady.
Fired last March, Local 2 has obtained a copy of the sealed indictment, which shows the 25-year-old is accused of having a sexual relationship with two teenage boys. Mm. The court documents reveal the investigation into the science teacher's after-school activity started back in January of 2009. Records show that's when she started having sex with a 16-year-old student. Then, the following year, investigators say she courted a 17-year-old and had sex with him as well.
Moving up.
Sources close to the case tell us Linder would invite the boys over to her Lake Jackson home where she seduced them. No one entered the door when we stopped by Linder's home, but we do know that she is free to roam the streets. The jail's database shows she posted bond hours after she turned herself in Tuesday morning. As for the investigation, it is still ongoing. Sources tell us there may be more victims and possibly another arrest. We're told investigators are looking into whether or not a teacher's aide saw and knew about these inappropriate relationships and didn't stop it
or report it.
Stop texting.
We're in Freeport. Nefertiti Jacquez, KPRC, Local 2.
Nefertiti Jacquez.
Linder faces two counts of improper relationship between an educator and a student and two counts of enticing a child.
This guy's eyebrows pissed
indicted
me off.
Her on March 8th.
Are you doing that music or that?
I'm doing that.
She blinded me with boobies.
See, even this news story did the fucking Facebook MySpace trick of just showing her from like the shoulders up.
Like, yeah. Yeah, but she's got like a face like a family tartan.
It looks really big there for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't look that bad.
It looks
before.
Like they stretched her a little bit.
Yeah,
or something.
Probably made her look fatter.
Steve,
but
to hop on that?
Fuck yeah. Wait, him or her?
I don't know, 15, 16.
I don't know, the highlights
17.
Do it for me.
If Hitler mustaches could be eyebrows, this guy has them.
Yep.
He's just got like two little
dinks.
Things coming out.
Yeah, it's true.
This guy sucks.
So is his song.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
What?
It's just
Thomas
for the bit.
Dolby? It's topical.
Blind Demetrius is a science teacher.
He's a science teacher.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, good, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it works, not that I get it. Can we take this guy off the screen?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I would actually, yeah, I'd bang her. We gotta find chicks I wouldn't.
That's gonna be a new bit.
I don't know. It was the teacher thing. Did you think that happened? We've talked about this before, but I'm gonna bring it up again. Do you think it happened back, like when we were kids or when our parents were kids?
Like.
Because you didn't hear about it.
All of us.
Oh, I know of it happening. I know you're young. We get it. I know of it happening.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
He was a gym teacher at the high school. And she was in my graduating eighth grade class going into high school. And they fucked around.
Sorry.
And then once she got into high school, that's when he got busted and got thrown out.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's when everybody found out.
Huh.
Mm. Was there a teacher in our school that used to have like Major Wood and like call these like hot chicks up to the front of the class?
In middle school, we had a science teacher who used to rub up against the cabinet.
Science!
And like hump a cabinet?
Yes. And this isn't a joke.
Is he retarded?
Well, he obviously had problems.
Put his dick in a Bunsen burner?
No, he would like he would go up to the front of the room and like open up the cabinet and get our papers out and everything. While he was looking at him, he would kind of like subtly rub his crotch against the cabinet.
And just like a nervous tick or something? Like
he was doing it because it felt good.
Were there any accompanying grunts? Was he staring
at people while he was doing it?
No, he was just kind of like staring off, like just doing it. And
is this a gay one?
I don't think he was gay.
Wasn't he the one that was banging the other science teacher?
No. The other male science teacher? No, he supposedly the other science teacher married his sister or something like that. I don't know.
Fucking weirdos.
But there was all kinds of rumors about the two of them. And then years later, my sister had the same teacher. And the first day of school, the other science teacher emerged from the closet in the middle of class. And
dressed as a cabinet.
Yeah. Yes. And it was like startling because they didn't realize that the hallway is joined to several classrooms. It's like a hallway off the side. They didn't realize that he came from another room. They thought like he was in there the whole time. Like 25 minutes just chilling in the closet. And all of a sudden, That's how rumors start. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, but there's always been rumors going around about that first teacher that I mentioned. And then when we learned what his first name was, the kids started yelling his name in the hallway. He got so upset. They actually had to have like a school meeting, like saying, do not call him by his first name.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad.
But there was a teacher that had an erection in high school.
I don't remember that.
I'll tell you the name afterwards.
Okay.
Can you talk a little closer to the mic?
I never heard that.
He was a math teacher, right?
Yeah. No, was he?
Was he the one that got busted for, he bought a whole bunch of basketball shoes with his school account?
He was embezzling money from, like,
that guy.
The soccer team.
Yeah, that guy.
I don't know about that. It's possible.
I don't know.
It's very possible, but I don't know about it.
I got kind of a similar story.
Fire
Go
up.
For it.
You had boner in school?
No, I graduated high school. And then I went to work.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well done.
And 18. It was like 2007.
Turned 18 May, graduated June, went to college, and worked at a after school program. And the secretary for the after school program
banged you.
Literally tried to.
Really?
She was like in her mid to late 40s.
Literally.
And she's like, we should go out for drinks sometime.
Really?
Drinks?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm fucking 18. Oh, it's okay. Don't worry.
She's like, I want to be fucking
18.
You know,
just to talk and this and that. So
just to talk.
It was awkward.
Was she attractive? What was wrong with her?
She was old.
So that was just it? Old.
And she was like,
did she look like she
older.
Looked good at some point?
Yes.
Okay.
And she, like, I walked in the room and literally she's like, you know, what she want? What she want? She's a Hispanic.
What she want? What she need?
Her last name was Milagros.
What?
Milagros.
Maybe don't drop
yeah.
Names.
I'm sorry. Milagros.
You're not supposed to name
people's names.
Yeah, you're not supposed
no,
to.
No, that's really not her last name. I just said like a Spanish last name. But thanks for blowing up my spot.
Damn.
That looked like a dick.
I know. How are we supposed to know?
I actually took it upon myself to ask a teacher out on a date.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, by shitting your pants.
No, this was actually senior year.
Okay.
You shit your pants again.
The first day I walked into class, I looked at her and I was like, you're our teacher? She's like, yeah, take a seat. And she was fucking beautiful. So I dreamed about fucking her all year. And then we got towards graduation and I asked her out. She said yes. And I never pursued it because I got nervous.
You fucked up.
What? She said yes?
She said yes.
The fuck?
And but then I found out she was like a big like pro-Israel chick. I was like, I can't deal with this.
Okay. Did you want to date her or did you want to?
I would have done both.
Oh. Take her to the smush room?
Yeah. The after school smush room.
I'm pretty sure I know who you're talking about and I just don't. I don't get it.
You didn't think she was hot?
Not like you do.
I mean, then I found out she was like all pro-Israel.
I mean, you don't have the best taste in, you know, women that you say you wanted to fuck back in the day.
Was this at MNHS?
Yeah.
Was she still there when I was there?
I don't think so. I think she left, actually, for another
after
school.
She got rejected by you?
Yeah. She's like, I'm done.
She was so heartbroken, she took a chainsaw to her own neck.
Actually, like 2 years after I graduated, I went back to go visit teachers, and I ran into her. And I was like, oh, whatever happened with that date, you know? And she's like, I'm still game.
Oh, and that's why they called the cops.
Yeah.
You're right.
Predator on campus.
Yeah, there were some substitutes that were like, holy shit. But
then there was this big time Jew teacher that was ugly and disgusting. Wow. And probably was there when you were there. She never wore underwears.
Who? What?
Yeah. She never wore panties, but like dresses and stuff. And like she would sit on the desk to like, you know, work with us. And her pussy was in my face.
What?
Jesus.
Yeah. What?
She was brutal?
Yeah. Yeah. And her breath smelled. And one time I dropped, like, I was right, she was over, like, leaning over me, helping me with my work, and I dropped my pencil. No, her pencil fell from behind her ear on my crotch.
And there was
gun. And I went to get it for her, and she, like, pushed my hand away. She's like, I'll get it. See, I don't believe you. I think all these stories are bullshit.
It's not. It's totally true. I've heard him tell that exact story before, 100%. Like he's practiced it or he's trained for it.
He's just embarrassed. Okay,
I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about on that one, but. I'll tell you.
Yeah. Is she dead?
Oh, she dead, huh?
No, that's not her.
She dead. I told you, she dead.
But,
I don't think you know who I'm talking about.
I had an altercation with a really, really, like, porn star level substitute teacher once. She wasn't going to let me use the bathroom. We were just one of those classes where it was like.
I had one of those situations, too. Go ahead.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, well, okay. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
So she was just a substitute. We were watching a video that absolutely served no purpose. It wasn't like we were going to take a test on it or anything. It was just the kid was busy so she could read through Cosmopolitan, yeah, you know, while we were sitting there. So I went up, got the pass, because that's what we did, and I left, came back, and she was standing in the doorway and, like, was getting, like, right up in my face. Like, why did you leave? Like, why did you just, you didn't ask me if you could, you know, use the bathroom. And I was like, Listen, lady. You know, this is what we do.
We're practically adults.
Fuck off. You get paid by the day. Shut up.
Was she fat?
No, she was unbelievably smoking hot.
So she knew you were going to the bathroom to jerk it.
Pretty much, yeah. She had like big,
why didn't you invite me?
She had like big fake tits. They were huge.
She flipped her tits out. She's like, think of these while you're pissing.
Pretty much.
And jerking.
And she had real long brown hair with, like, the blonde streaks, you know, the chunking that was popular in the 90s. Mm. She was all slutted up every single day.
I had a fat, disgusting, like, bold, like, substitute. She was, like, filled in for my regular teacher was pregnant, so she, like, on maternity leave. So she was there for, like, a half year. And I asked to use the bathroom, and she said no. Mm-hmm. And, like, literally, like, I didn't have to shit. I had to piss, but my dick bag was going to fall off. And I was like, well, you don't get it. I really have to go to the bathroom. Mm. She's like, take your seat. You're not going to the bathroom. So I just got up and I walked out. And she was like, get back here. All right, you're going to write you up. Mm. So I just waved like goodbye. Ah. And I went pissed. And I came back to a referral. And I got suspended for walking out of class.
You got suspended?
I got suspended for it.
When was this?
3 days suspension. It was 8th grade.
Really?
Yeah. I got suspended twice in my
Do
life.
Do I know who this sub was?
I don't remember her name.
Okay.
But actually, we ended up getting along pretty well afterwards.
Really?
Yeah. Like about a month or so later, we started like developing a relationship.
Oh, and how? Where?
You know, a professional relationship.
Professional.
But I was suspended twice in my life, and it was both in 8th grade.
Hmm.
One for peeing.
One for relieving yourself.
Yeah. Yes. But my parents went there and just raised hell.
Really?
Yeah.
How high did they raise it?
How can you say no? You can't go to the bathroom. That's ridiculous.
Well, because most kids just go to the bathroom to get out of class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know that I really had to use the bathroom.
I believe you.
I wasn't like a number two or anything. Yeah. It was just, I had to use the bathroom, you know, and she wasn't too happy about it.
You know, we had a teacher who, it used to be if you had to use the bathroom, they would write a little note, or some of them had little passes.
It was a little red piece of plastic a piece of paper, and you just signed it.
Yeah, you just signed it, whatever, you know, if you got stopped in the hallway. Now, one teacher got, like, a huge chunk of like plywood.
Yes.
And wrote bathroom pass on it,
mm-hmm.
and had like a cartoon caricature and on it. So if you had to go to the bathroom, you had to walk around with this huge piece of plywood to go to the bathroom.
Ridiculous.
To deter you from, you know. Mm-hmm. So if you really got to go, you got to carry this fucking piece of lumber around. Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many times I got like in trouble for going to the bathroom for too long?
Yes.
Oh my God.
But were you admittedly too long? Like admit it now.
Like, I can't help it. I poop a lot. Like, and it takes a lot, like, a long time.
Do you ever say it? Like, you know, what were you doing in there? Well, not that it was your business, but I was shitting.
Yeah. I
didn't, as I was a kid. I was embarrassed. But then as I got to, like, high school, well, where were you? Taking a shit. Sit down. Just sit down.
I had a lot of Raisin Bran. Not that it's any of your business.
I think I only shit in high school a couple times.
A couple times? I never did. I shit in high school a couple times a day.
Yeah, no, like a couple times. If, and one was after school in like the staff bathroom.
Yeah, because you got to remember our stalls had no doors.
Yes, there were no doors.
Not stalls, but
Well, there's the old stalls. Story about the tall guy in the...
Yeah, well, someone who we eventually... all became friends with. I didn't know him at the time. I walk in the bathroom with a friend we met in the hallway.
Ew.
And yeah, we were going to suck each other off.
Wow.
And we're just walking through, and you got empty stall, and then some 6'4" dude sitting there taking a dump. And I just kind of look at him, and I'm like, And he just like looks at me, and he's just like, what's up?
Okay, man, what's up?
So, yeah, what's up? And so we just kind of leaned up against the sink. We're talking for like, me and my friend for like, a minute, very awkwardly.
And then you jerked him off.
Yeah, and I jerked him off real quick, and then we just left.
Wow.
But and then I told that story to him years later when we became friends, and he remembered it.
Of course.
Used to be this kid in elementary school that I don't think he was all there.
Yeah.
And I know you remember him.
Of course I do.
He used to walk up to the stand-up urinals and then pull his pants all the way down.
Yes.
To piss.
There's a couple people that used to do that.
But he was retarded, I think, right, man?
No.
I think he
might have had something, yeah. Yes, I know who you're talking about. There was also a kid in elementary school who would piss from the stall into the urinal from across the room.
Yeah.
Oh,
but it was like an event. Like every time this kid went and like
people wanted to watch,
everybody would go to the bathroom at the same time. You know,
he drew a crowd for it.
Yeah, and there would be like five or six boys, you know, all pissing at the urinals. And all of a sudden, you look and you see the stream of piss coming from the side of you, and the kid is standing in the stall. Because they were perfectly lined up, you know, side to side. So I'd say a good 8 to 10 feet. He was just launching across the room.
I used to piss on, like, the handles of the sinks and shit.
Oh, thanks.
See, this was also the same kid who choked on the hot dog. You remember that story?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the same kid.
Not me.
Oh.
Yeah, Matt pointed at me.
I pointed at Derek. But I didn't, like, point at Derek to point at him. I pointed at him because it's like a...
callback.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, I used to go and trash Pathmark, too, when Matt worked there.
Yeah.
Me and my friend Mike used to go there and just piss everywhere, shit on the seat.
Nice.
And then we would get some table talk pies and leave.
Take some table talk pies.
Yeah, take.
Shit on the, anybody ever do the Upper Decker?
Oh yeah, boy.
I actually did one at the Atlantic Highlands Ferry, the marina there.
Local reference.
But it's one of those with the power flusher where there's no water in the tank.
Oh.
So we went back like 6 months later and it sprouted mushrooms and shit.
What?
It was fucking weird.
Did you eat them?
No.
Yeah, that would have been psychedelic.
Yeah. But
psychedelic.
You know, I mean, if you guys have Upper Decker before, maybe you can help me out with this. I got this problem every time I do it. I always end up pissing on my pants.
He's done it more than once.
You gotta hold your wiener up.
Yeah. I've tried to aim it everywhere, but I always end up getting piss all over my pants.
Well, why don't you piss first and then
I have.
And you still get a little trickle coming out.
Yeah.
Wait, you have
to reserve.
You trickle when you shit.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's a natural thing to do.
Yeah, I don't do that. Pushing.
It's an
awkward stance to begin
step.
With. It's an awkward stance to begin with, trying to get it up in the tank. You know, you're not.
Can you just
kind of
point your junk down?
I've tried, man.
Wait, yeah. you don't close the lids and then stand on the lid and then sit on the bolt, the tank?
It's public toilets. It doesn't have a lid. It just has a seat.
Well, why don't you piss in the bowl and shit in your hand? And just place it gently into
shit in the hand is worth two in the bush.
That's right.
Oh, shit.
Just shit on a piece of toilet paper and then put it in there. It works. Trust me.
Upper Decker.
I also shit on the bench outside of the Burger King in Middletown.
Oh boy,
and that also
that was you.
I sat in that.
I ate my lunch next to that once.
Also sprouted mushrooms.
What? Your shit sprouts mushrooms?
What are you?
That is fantastic.
Cow?
I want you to shit somewhere and take pictures of these mushrooms. I want to see these magical fucking. Growing
fucking, like Smurfs going around them and shit.
And I put myself in position because the bench faced the pond next to the Burger King, so the back of it was towards the Burger King. And I leaned over the back of the bench and just hung my ass over. And I was with like five other dudes, and none of them thought I was was gonna do it.
And you did it.
But as soon as half a turd was hanging out my ass, two of them threw up, and one of them just sat there going, "Wow." Look at
that. Me and my friends were all smoking. The left-handed cigarettes, if you know what I mean.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the gay ones?
No. And we were standing in my friend's driveway just smoking. And all of a sudden, my buck-tooth friend's like, "Yo, I got a shit. I'm going to do it off the side of this like retaining wall." So he sits and just shits, just
plop, plop,
half
plop.
Liquid, half solid shit down into this kid's driveway. And just leaves it there.
Nice.
I can't believe people.
Looks like Jiggy Jen says you should practice at home before you take a.
Yeah, but then I gotta fish the turd out of my own.
And then bring it. And then put it in a bag and bring it to the fucking
pet store. What's wrong with my fish?
Do you guys got food for this?
Not to talk about wrestling, but
oh boy, nope.
Just a quick sip,
nope.
But it has to do
nope.
with poop.
Nope.
I went and took a poo. I like. Kevin knows the story. So I took like a big piece of toilet paper. I put it on the toilet first, and then I sat on the toilet and like hang glided a fucking turd out of my butt.
Hang glided.
So it landed on the piece of toilet paper. I was like, okay. And I took it out, rolled it up. And then one of our buddies, I put it into his wrestling shoe.
Yes.
After he's already done wrestling, he's
done.
Triple
J.
I put it into his wrestling shoe. I put everything back in his bag, closed the bag. It's like, oh, it's summertime, right?
Boy.
Yeah.
Summertime. Puts the bag away. We have a show the next day. I show up late too. It turns out he left his bag in the car overnight in the trunk. So this thing is just baking all fucking night.
It is festering and fermenting. And
from what I hear, we got to the show.
Yeah,
you were there.
Sean wasn't there yet, but he opens up his bag and everybody immediately just smells shit.
Whoa!
But they don't think it's literally shit. They're like, dude, your gear stinks. You need to wash your stuff. What's wrong with you? So I think he left to get like powder or something to put on his gear.
That wasn't doing anything.
And we're like, all right, we need to get the turd out of there before he actually finds the turd. So this way everyone can just keep thinking that he just smells like shit.
Unreal.
And then I get to the show, he's like, dude, you're never going to guess my gear smells like legit shit. You know, I have no idea.
The best part is he was like pulling his elbow pads out and he was smelling. I was like, nah, that's not it.
That's not it.
Oh my God.
Emptied the bag, but like Sean had
but he didn't look
the
in the
turd
shoes.
In the toe of the shoe. So like unless he put the shoe on, he never would have saw it.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
and then after his match, when he takes his shoe off, I'd be like, what's under your toenails? Oh, why does it smell like shit?
A friend of mine is known for his anaconda shits. And he works with me.
And he advised me to go into a certain bathroom.
Oh, boy.
And take a look at, quote, what he did. So I went in there, and I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, it was in the toilet hole and coming all the way up to, like, the lip of the toilet. One big, solid thing.
And then into another toilet bowl.
Pretty
like,
much.
It's just like you
and
walked
I'm just
around.
Amazed by it. And then all of a sudden, I'm just like, wait a minute.
Why is it moving?
There's no toilet paper.
That's a no wipe.
So I found out. I'm just like, Where's the toilet paper? He said, oh, I put it in the garbage.
What?
Why? He said, because I wanted you to be able to see it.
There's no other toilet in there?
No, there's one toilet, one urinal.
As nasty as that is, I've actually dropped big enough shits where I said, I can't ruin this, and have gone to the next stall to wipe.
Wow. It's a masterpiece of shit.
Like, I would just sit there giggling, thinking what the next person's expression would be when they saw this monster turd I laid out.
Yeah, God. I mean, there's always the loaf of bread shit story.
No, the best shit story ever is when me and Derek combined our shits together.
Oh no!
And clogged the toilet, but it was just liquid poo. There was no solidness at all.
I don't remember that.
That was in Philly.
Oh,
that was all diarrhea. But it still clogged the toilet.
And you clogged the toilet and refused to go get a plunger.
Well, I was never in the city of Philly on my own. He wanted me to go at like 11 at night to find a plunger. Nice. Oh, Matt ruined the fucking payoff.
Way to step on the next.
There was more?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, me and Derek brought the bright idea of getting a gallon of apple juice and apple cider to ourselves.
Wow. Oh, you're like, this is great.
And I love apple cider.
We were fighting for the toilet, and it was both liquid poop, and I clogged the toilet with diarrhea.
Well, yours was a little later than mine. Mine came first.
I was so pissed.
I just remember you.
I was begging to shit in the tub because you even shit and then took a bath.
That's how bad it
was. Exactly. And I was like, I really got to go, though.
I'm still cleaning up.
Ugh. I don't think Sean and Kev ever heard the story when I almost jerked off in front of you and the landlord.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Go on.
You want to hear this one?
Yeah.
Well, me and Derek moved to Philadelphia together.
Uh-huh.
He was living
as lovers.
He was living on a campus.
What part of Philly?
Center Philly.
Gay section. Okay.
And
right behind the DoubleTree Hotel.
Okay.
Okay,
fair enough.
You know, he was going to school on campus there at the Art Institute, and he was tired of living there. And so he wanted to get a place, and his parents wouldn't let him unless he found a roommate, right? Is that basically accurate?
Are you listening?
Yeah. Okay. So,
yep, that's right. Yep.
So good.
So I was like, you know what? I ain't got nothing going on in life here. I'm going to quit wrestling and move to Philly.
I'm going to quit wrestling.
I just made that.
Quit wrestling once a month.
For 19 days.
So this way
you might not have even been booked in that time.
So you're a dick. So basically, Derek already had a job, and he was already established in Philly because he'd been there living there, you know? So I had no job, and, you know, my job was to go find a job.
Uh-huh.
So I went out and was looking for jobs, came home, and I was like, you know what? I feel like jerking off right now. So I brought a whole bunch of, you know, porn that I brought with me.
Whole
magazines,
bunch.
Videos, what?
It was videos. So I pop it in, I sit on the couch, I get
was it VHS.
It was VHS. It was VHS.
Okay. Laser disc.
Next Door Neighbors Volume 41, by the way. So I sat down on the couch and I was getting ready to go to work, man, cranking this thing. I just got fucking it erect. And
he
I
was
hear
still, he was no, he wasn't beginning.
I hear keys jiggling by the door. And I was like, oh fuck. I expected Derek to be at work. So I run and I dive into my bed. You know, I hit stop. And I'm in my bed, and like 5 minutes later, nothing. You know, I was trying to be cautious. No one ever came in through the door.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, maybe it was just somebody else walking by with keys. So I go to sit down. I'm just about to get hard again. And all of a sudden, the door fucking opens up. And I hear Derek talking to somebody, which ended up being our landlord. So I ran and dove with my pants down by my ankles back into that bed. And I just threw the sheets over me like I was sleeping. And I think,
okay, what's up?
I think
not even. You were laying face down.
Because my penis was hard.
And both your hands were underneath you. So it looked like you grabbed your junk and then just laid on your belly. And your head was just off to the side. So
why wouldn't you have gone
like,
in the bathroom?
What?
The bathroom
because the bathroom would have been running towards him.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get as far away from him
as possible.
The bedroom
was like
so you didn't want to be going like boom, boom,
from
boom.
From where I was sitting was a straight run to the bedroom.
So I walk in there. He's on his gut with his hands underneath him. He just kind of like peeks his head up and goes, hey, what's up? I was like, okay.
Yep, he was jerking it.
Oh, man.
I don't think I knew about the jerking off until
yeah, I was
later.
A little embarrassed about that.
Yeah, well. That's probably the worst feeling in the world is that little jiggle of the handle when you're...
Yeah, well, the worst feeling was the first time because I almost didn't get up the second time. The door opening is what made me run. Because I thought I was just hearing the same thing again.
It's like, nah, it couldn't be. What's up, Steve? Oh, shit.
I don't know if it was intuition or just being lazy, but the other day, I was about to crank one out. And for some reason, something in my head was like, you should probably just hold off. So, not 5 minutes later, a realtor, two women, and three children came to see my house. Wow. And just walked down past my bedroom.
Hello.
That's pretty fucking good, man.
Yeah.
Imagine.
I'm a goddamn
psychic. There's the guy. Oh, my God. We're not buying this house.
Some kind of weird masturbation ESP.
Yeah. But as soon as they were gone, boy, howdy.
Yikes.
Spraying the whole place.
Bah. I just highlight reel it. I don't even need porn. I'm good.
Highlight reel it?
Highlight reel.
Right in your
brain,
head.
Rolodex. Yep. Skimming through.
Yep. Just like, oh, that's a good one. And you go in the bathroom. Boom. Right into it. Flush it. Dunzo.
Yep.
No cleanup required. I mean, maybe a little bit.
Maybe in your hand.
You flush out. Yeah.
I've done that before.
What, just right into the toilet?
No, in my hand.
Oh, in your hand?
In your hand?
What? You haven't?
In my hand? Like, caught it?
You don't have any other choice.
Like, cup it?
No. Yeah. No, I've never done that. Why would you do that? There's so many other options.
God, I wasn't in a place where I can let it just spunk on my stomach.
What?
I've never done that.
I don't do that.
You never spunked on your stomach?
Not on purpose.
You never just like woke up and you're like, meh.
What?
No.
I've actually only had one wet dream, if that's what you were getting at.
No, you just wake up, it's there, and you on the stomach, and then you clean it up.
Yeah, what? Like a little baby wiper or a sock.
No, there's so many other things. Yeah, why don't you?
Or you get that crusty cardboard towel that's under every 13-year-old's bed. It's like, take that out.
And it's supposed to be white, but it's like off-white.
Yeah.
No, see, my technique is just scrap into the boxers that I slept in, toss those, and then grab a fresh pair, go shower.
There it is.
Let your mom clean them up.
Wipe it with your foot.
Yeah, right. I was doing my own laundry before I learned how to masturbate, so mom never had to worry about that.
How do you feel now?
Yeah.
But my mom does clean mine up. There we go. If it makes you feel better.
Ew.
I just throw it in the laundry.
Here you go. Done. Enjoy.
Actually, the same guy who has the
You're doing origami, Sean? I actually just put it under the bed until I know that it's dry, and then I put it in the laundry.
Origami?
Yeah.
The origami trail?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you make the shapes out of the paper and shit.
The same guy who did the anaconda shits had one of his batch rags.
Mm-hmm.
And threw it at me at his house.
What?
One day. No. Yes. It was a black Scooby-Doo t-shirt. And it was just, it was like cardboard.
Why?
Because he thought it would be funny to just say, hey, heads up.
Not funny.
And he just threw it at me. I'm like, whoa! So I had to throw it off of me.
Why didn't you like throw it right at his jaw?
I wanted to. I don't remember the circumstances, but I believe I got him back.
Oh no! Tenfold.
No, it was, we were even.
So, I got a. Speaking of nasty,
I jerked off in his face.
Spunk
diarrhea fountain.
My legs up in the air. Super like soaker time.
What's it going, Derek?
That's how your shit sounds.
It's just a stiff Scooby Doo spunk rag.
You okay?
I don't know if I want to be here anymore.
Oh, yes, you do.
I'm uncomfortable. All right, go ahead, Kev.
We're moving out of my old apartment, and my brother didn't sleep in a bed. He had a couch that he slept on by choice.
It happens.
And the thing was so destroyed from him sleeping on it that we were just going to throw it away. But as we're carrying it out, just stiff sock after stiff sock is falling out of it from his room to the front door.
Ew. Wow.
And they're all like stained yellow.
I high-fived him yesterday.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn it.
It happens.
You high-fived Seaman?
He high-fived him, not me, man.
Ew. You were standing right next to me. You shook his hand, asshole.
No, I did not.
Bullshit.
When was this, yesterday?
Last night. When we were outside Kev's house.
Wait.
Yeah, you only met one fucking person outside of Kev's house before he got there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's up sperm hands.
My brother didn't let you guys in.
No.
What a dick.
At first, he had no idea who I was. He didn't have any idea who I was.
Yeah, I was like, hey, what's up? And then he's like, oh.
Oh, okay. When he recognized Sean, he finally realized that we were there to be in your house.
In your house. Then like a couple minutes later, you rolled up it. No bigs.
We had to go to Waffle.
They said that, Sean, they said that we sound like a married couple fighting.
Stop it. Stop it, Steven.
Take your pants off.
Well, we're almost out of here, so let's
do.
Wait,
I want to talk about cum more.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let's do some lightning round here.
Oh, boy.
A man in Tyler, Texas was arrested after giving alcohol to a child.
Wait, what was he?
A one-year-old child with a blood alcohol of over 0.2.
Wow.
That's a lot. The child was flown to Children's Hospital in Dallas and listed in critical condition.
Critical?
Critical.
There's a whole lot of blood in a child. It's probably easy to get to that.
You got to know what a critical is before you can understand critical.
So we don't care about him.
Fuck that.
Teen calls 911, reports mom as a drunk driver while she was driving with her.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Iowa woman was arrested for driving drunk last night after her 15-year-old daughter, who was a passenger in the mother's car, called 911 to report that her parent was impaired behind the wheel.
Impaled behind the wheel or impaired?
Going to be impaled. As a result, the cops busted her. 47-year-old Lori Ann Sedlak? Sedlak.
Uh-oh.
Is that what her name was?
Then she proceeded to piss all over the
police. No!
No, that's not part of the story.
No.
Moving on. Dead man emails from beyond the grave. Apparently this fella died a couple months ago. And friends and relatives are getting emails from him, from his old email account.
You know what? It's funny. Like, what kind of emails does it say, actually?
One of them says, like, I'm watching.
Yeah.
And it says, did you hear me? I'm at your house. Clean your fucking attic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all stuff that they say he would say and would do.
Yeah. So somebody's fucking with him.
Maybe heaven has Wi-Fi. Who knows?
Jesus, can I use your Wi-Fi?
I actually just...
$14 a day.
Just the other day got a spam email from an email account of a deceased friend.
Really?
Yeah.
Spooky. Weird.
I don't know, like, how after all these years, like, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know what was weird? I got an email that was sent from the name of a girl we went to high school with.
Yeah.
I never spoke to this girl.
Yeah.
But it had her name, and it said she was in trouble, and she needed money wired to her, and she didn't know, like, where else to go. And I'm just like, what? And it just thought it was weird that they somehow knew what high school I went to.
Yeah.
Grabbed another random person's name from that high school and sent that, composed and sent that email to me. It just looked like a regular email. Like, it wasn't a big, long spam thing. It was as if this girl, who I never had any contact with, was emailing
me
saying, hey, she said she was stuck in some foreign country and she needed like $2,000 wired to her.
I guess
that she would pay me back when she got back.
You should just email back dick pics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of. Did you send it?
You know what? It's
yeah, just in case it was her.
No. Well, he wasn't sure.
I don't know.
You know what? It does sound kind of like a... I mean, it's obviously it's possible. You know, somebody could have just done like a quick search, you know, looking for like high school reunion like lists and stuff, you know, and just like, all right, well, I'm gonna, you know, haven't heard from this person, so I go, obviously this person isn't on like Facebook or something, so he won't be able to immediately identify it. You know, you could do something like that. It takes just a little bit.
Very weird,
but it's, you can make it seem legit.
Yeah, I mean, it was just written like a regular email. You know, all the spelling and everything was okay, so it wasn't like some crazy Nigerian.
Did it say hugs and kisses at the bottom?
Let me see if I can bring up that email real quick while I'm here.
Did it say hugs and kisses at the bottom?
XXOO.
But I think even the email itself, the date was like next year.
Really?
Yeah, like the date on the actual email was from like next year or something weird.
All
like
I know
that.
Is the biggest scam going, at, it was amazing, was that whole Kony 2012 thing.
What?
What about it?
Well, it's like a fucking big scam.
What does that have to do with
dead
people sending
emails?
That
guy got arrested for masturbating in public the other day?
Well, no, because there a report came out that only like 30% of the money goes to where they say it's going.
Well, that's like that with everything.
Yeah.
I mean, how much of the money
the Red Cross is?
Yeah, how much of the money went to Haiti when all that crap went down?
No, I don't want the White Cliffs.
All of it?
Yeah, right.
How much money goes to the actual puppies, not Sarah McLachlan?
But these emails from this guy... family and friends are basically, they're not, you know, trying to pursue it or they're pretty much saying that they think it's him or that they want to believe it's him and they're just kind of leaving it alone.
They need to talk to John Edwards.
I think they do.
The Fuck president.
The presidential nominee.
Yeah.
The billionaire who founded Red Bull is dead at 89.
Oh, man. Red Bull gives you angel wings.
That's right. Let's see what else we got here. Man planting locker room cam caught. New York police say a college employee inadvertently photographed himself planting a motion-activated camera in a woman's locker room.
Oops-a-daisy.
Well, his heart was in the right place.
Dude, I think my tanning salon has hidden cameras.
Yeah, might.
Because there's like an awful lot of broken ceiling tiles.
I can't believe
overhead.
You just said your tanning salon, you faggot.
Yeah, faggot.
Homo.
Nice tan, queer.
I watch sports. I played sports and I watch them, so I'm straight.
How do I go tanning?
Don't be fucking jealous, you fucking pigment pig.
You pigment.
Busted.
Oh. First off, three out of the fucking five guys in here tan regularly. So.
Yeah. Prove it.
Great. Matt, Derek, and Steve. As you can tell.
Mm-hmm. And Sean's very tan, except his shoulders never tan.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, farmer.
He looks like a farmer tan.
Oh, the worst part about this fucking thing was he like fucking straight razored here, but now I have an outline along my hairline where it was long that when I would tan. Mm-hmm. And now it's not, so I have a white line around my entire face now.
Go on.
My eyes just draw to the white shoulders, though.
Stop looking at the fucking white shoulders, asshole.
He's so insecure. It's like a woman. A man who allegedly threw a bowling ball, striking a teenager in the face, was arraigned on Thursday. Paul Broadwell, 22, of Niagara Falls, pleaded not guilty, I don't know how, to second-degree assault and third-degree criminal possession of a weapon, the bowling ball, in connection with the November 6th incident. Apparently, this guy got pissed off at his buddy, hurled a bowling ball at him. The guy ducked, and the bowling ball hit a kid that was just minding his own business behind him. 16-year-old victim suffered broken facial bones and underwent surgery to install four plates in his face to hold up his eyeball.
Oh, man, he's going to look fucked up. He's never getting laid.
I think that might be one of the worst things you can get hit in the face with is a bowling ball.
And a dick.
I'd rather a dick.
Ew. I'm just going to say. Straight faggot.
Straight up straight gay faggot.
All right, I found the email. It's just a link to some advertisement. It's got a kunandai1.com, kunandai1.com. It's a WordPress page.
Let's go to it. I'm sure there's no viruses.
YouTube.php /rain11.jpg. Very strange. I checked it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just an advertisement. But, yeah, I thought that was very, very strange.
More importantly.
Must have been weird to see that name pop up.
It was, yeah, to see the email come up.
You know what's crazy? Is like I have like antivirus software and stuff on my computer.
Yeah.
You know, like you, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Matt doesn't. He says that he is his own personal antivirus.
If you know what you're doing, you really don't need it.
I have Norton running, but it's as if it doesn't even
I have AVG it. Running.
Angry Video Game Nerd?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's about it. I don't go nuts with the spyware and all that crap.
No, I don't have any of that shit. Right.
More importantly, do I really have pale shoulders? It might be the lighting.
I feel like a moth, and I'm just drawn to your white shoulders.
Oh, fuck.
Do I pale everything, guys?
Look at you. Hurts my eyes. It's too bright.
Am I white? Jesus. If it wasn't for your arm hair, your arm would be invisible.
I love doing powder.
Can we shave your arm?
Jen said sexy shoulders.
Oh, thank you. That's nice of you.
Mine are better.
Needs tattoos, though.
Hey, Steve, you got tattoos.
No, I don't.
A couple.
No, you do. I see them. I'm One or them two. Right now. You don't even have sleeves.
Tattoo. That song is awful.
I don't know.
It's like a new Van Halen song.
Oh.
Awful.
All right, well, you know, what are you going to do?
No more fucking speed round stories?
Nah, that's pretty much it.
You fucking dick.
We're done.
Lightning round.
We are done.
All right, let's tie it up and go slap dicks.
True.
On you
What is on your pants?
Who will survive? What is that?
It's paint. It's paint. No, it ain't.
Bloop. Do I have tan colored? Bloop. Then my cum is darker than my shoulders.
Yeah. Now, do you sock your dick when you tan?
Yeah.
See, I don't.
Sock and
balls.
Just let it go.
I just.
I don't know what that fucking ultraviolet light does to my fucking shit.
It's gonna shrink it. Do you sock it?
I actually. I pull my ball skin up over the whole piece and just hold it there.
So you tan the underside of your ball skin?
Yeah.
Wait, is it not good that I'm not doing socking it?
It's making it shrink, dude.
No, it's making it dark.
Dark, yeah.
Like, I got a black dick
head. You look like you're African now.
Just my head.
Oh.
Yeah.
You guys are nasty.
Like, it looks like spray tan toenail beds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's awful.
All right, anyway, we are out of here. Thank you to everybody who came out yesterday and got a free shirt. The shirts are gone.
Peace.
However, if you guys want one and you have a shirt,
contact us. I'm not going to buy you a fucking shirt, but if you want to send us a shirt, I'll print it up for you because I got the screen and everything. If you're interested. If not, nah, fuck yourself.
Can you make me a black one?
If you give me a black shirt.
Okay.
Black t-shirts.
Target has them on sale for $4.
Fuck the black t-shirts. You look like you drool on yourself.
Really?
You look like a total wrestling fan.
Total black shirt.
I'm just black clothes.
We should write black shirt on them.
That's funny.
Black shirt. Aristocrats.
And then like a little drool stain.
Yeah, I'm a black
that
shirt.
That looks like Sean Siemens.
Black
on
shirt
his
and proud. Then we'll get color ones that say beanbag people.
Awesome.
Nice.
So like a Jen lime says she wants one that shows major cleavage.
Big cleave.
Well, hook up with the, I'm sure.
Just cut a big hole in the front.
Buy her a shirt and I'll print it up.
Extra small shirt with a big slit in the front.
There you go.
And a big slit in the back, too.
Just don't let just don't let Jamie cut it.
In the butt. Wait, what?
Don't let Jamie cut any shirts.
Oh, yeah, no. She fucked up the shirt.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. She, like, cut it in half.
Is this good?
Oh, my God.
And she did recover it.
Oh, whoops.
Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, so welcome to the show, guys.
She didn't recover it. I cut it up and used it as a bandana.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, what do you think I was hanging around? Do you think I just cut up a random shirt?
I like how you had it hanging out of your pants like flag football.
Yeah, duh.
Duh. Yeah.
Plus, my shirt was two sizes too small.
Like the Grinch's heart.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that Disney?
No.
No, that's Universal Studios, dumbass.
Dr. Seuss.
Loser. Dr. Zeus.
What studio did he work for?
Well, Chuck Jones did the
Who the fuck cares? It wasn't Disney. Nobody cares about it.
Chuck Jones.
All right, guys. We will see you next week. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. Thank you very much. Clutch and Wiggle, CWE, radio.com. Lots of other shows there. You can go to their site. You can go to our site. Like us on Facebook. We don't have a shitload of likes on Facebook.
Yeah, like us.
We got a shitload of people on Twitter, though, so... Yeah, fuck Twitter.
Toilet load of people on Twitter.
That's right. And we will see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye. Add to Rude Rogers.
Oh. Oh. At Cool Hand Duke.
At Ham Tits.
Oh. What'd you say?
Nothing.
At Nikki Oceans.
Pussy.
At UMK Shock.
At Corey Havoc.
At Ham Tits.
Oh, good morning.
At
good
Sweaty Ham Tits.
Streets is hard.
All right, see you guys
Streets
later.
Is hard. To Rude Dudes.
Your phone is ringing, la-di-da-do.